The right perspective.
You'll never forget.
Are you mad?
I feel like Bob Rutt Bennett.
I'm not crazy.
What is life, Bob?
I know some things that you don't know.
You're connected with Davis Hicks and the right perspective.
Right, whatever.
You suffer from a defective memory.
Can you feel it?
The right perspective.
Your head, and your mind. Your brain too.
If you don't like it, turn the damn thing off.
The right perspective. Right perspective.
I just realized the whole idea.
It makes me crazy.
I'm cringing right now.
Violence wakes me up.
Yeah, in court, Prelogger said, I mean, think about it. Beijing has all of this information on millions of teenagers now, but, you know, maybe they don't want to do anything with it now, but weaponize it later when some of these teens say, you know, take jobs with the government or maybe join the military.
Everyone doing today? The election results were technically certified. Harris swore them in, or whatever she does. And I'm checking in on my blue DeLulu family. So now at this point, the crime has officially been committed, right? And did anyone see that after the whole Electoral College vote was counted, that those privileged resolutions were entered on the books for tomorrow? Something is happening, you guys. And I know I always sound like a conspiracy theorist. I've said this for weeks and months, and it feels like years, but it's all gonna happen. It's happening. It's coming to a head. The executive orders that Biden has been passing. Okay.
A while. Only thing is, they're ready for you this time, dude.
You should have me hollering because what I need is law, and that is the law. And maybe, listen, when I read that, I hollered, ooh, because I knew it had to exist somewhere, but I didn't know where to look. I didn't know how to find it. I just had to trust. that it existed. And this is the part that I really trusted in. You've got a woman who has fought for her career to ascend to these levels that she's gotten to. For her entire career, she's been about public service. She served in 3 levels of public service in the law. She is a prosecutor. Of course she knows this stuff. And you know what else? The Obamas produced a movie about this. They laid out the whole plan for us. And at the end of that movie, I already told you about it in a couple of videos back. At the end of the movie, the girl is in the bunker eating snacks, watching Friends. That is what I need. That gave me... Baby, let the clown show begin. It starts. It just starts. That was the news for my day.
Hey, good morning, people. For those of you who watch most of my posts, you know that I am a proud member of Team DeLulu. If you know what that means, then it'll make sense to you. But I was watching Empress and Raw Cognizance and a couple of other people today, and it's starting. It's happening. If you have access to DJT's that social media side of his, read the one from today where he is talking to Republicans and telling them to be tough. He knows. He knows he's caught. He knows. This is going to be an interesting few weeks. I've told people from the very beginning, they no way things are going to turn out the way people expect them to turn out on the 20th. So it's wow. I am so happy I can say a little bit about it now. But I was stifled at the beginning. I was told not to talk about this. I was warned that I would be blocked if I brought this up in any conversations, and it shocks me that it's easy for a person or people to do that and then condemn me for questioning things that don't look right. And now we learn that there's a lot of people questioning what doesn't look right.
We'll be right back. Stay right there.
Let me go ahead.
Oh, is this a meaningless victory?
It's an army.
You're on your own as usual.
The right perspective.
The right perspective.
The right perspective.
The right perspective.
Daddy, yeah.
If Lucifer had a son, it would be
Davis Lerman.
This guy spews hate, racism. He's an anti-Semite.
Davis Lerman and the right perspective. The right perspective.
Right perspective.
He doesn't care what you feel. He just wants to know what you think. Davis Lerman.
Hello, everybody. Davis Lerman, Right Perspective Radio. I'm here. You're here. We all is. And so we'll proceed. Let me make sure I've got the chat popped out. Say hey to our peeps. And yeah, we'll start with Odyssey.
Oh. Right. Well, hey, hello. Welcome to the stream, everybody.
It just never, it never ends. It never ends. It's always something. So, how are you guys? Welcome. Who do we have here? We got
Dan Simmons, Kick Chef, Kato Koshiro, Serbian Bull, Live Standart, and J-Ray 1981, as well as Always Honest. Nice to see everybody. Excellent. All right, we hear you, Davis. Well, that's good. On account of that's the point. That's good. Okay. What do we have here for live? Oh, look at that. I'm live on FTJ. Okay. This is, it's working out.
It's never. It never ends. It never ends.
Always- insulin prick is here. Interesting. Insulin prick. I think I might have made a handle like that in my sleep. Oh, fack and slash to you, sir. All right. Over at FTJ, we have Always Honest. How are you, dear? All right, let me go and turn off the auto-scroll over at FTJ. Excellent. Okay. Yes. Let's spill the tea, as they say. Kata Koshiro informing us, by the way, those of the video are... And he has, I suppose that means otters. A certain type of otter. Small clawed otters. Very convenient because they can't scratch you. Oh! See, I actually asked about that question. I was like, can't these things mess you up? But they must breed them, I suppose. Maybe they breed them as small clawed. That makes sense. They're awfully cute and everything. They just look like they're oily, so maybe smelly. And, they look like their diet is sort of difficult because it's unlike a dog where you can feed them like high quality kibble and then add some of your food, you know, that you eat, involve the dinner, the dog in the dinner and all that by having them eat a little bit of what you eat. This thing is always getting like raw scallops and all of that. Interesting. Ah, nowhere. They're a subspecies from Southeast Asia. Okay, that's wild. Okay, I didn't know that. So there's a particularly convenient breed for domesticating. Although, I mean, I don't know. I've seen people with beavers and everything, dude. People go crazy with these pets. I mean, it's nuts. They're off the rails. Wild fucking beaver. No, not that. Get your mind out of the gutter. Like a literal beaver. Yeah, everything. I've seen all kinds of pets. The foxes are really impressive. I didn't know you could take wild fox and sort of raise them up. I suppose anything you feed and consistently care for, anything smaller than you, I should say, you know. Oh, except monkeys. Like, that's the one thing. Monkeys have incredible strength. So a monkey like one quarter your size could literally fuck you up. J-Ray, 1981, knew a guy that had a raccoon. That was pretty cool. That's awesome. A raccoon. I have heard of the raccoons. I suppose if you could just train them to go piss somewhere, and that's kind of, that sort of conquers the bulk of the problems. You just don't want that around the house. And then the diet, you can always work out. Whoa. Yes. Dan Simmons with making a Pepe Le Pew reference. Big Looney Tunes fans. Yeah, if you're Looney Tunes fans, that's why you love American politics, because it too is ping pong for retards. Looney Tunes, ping pong for children. We're like, oh, Wile E. Coyote. Will he be outsmarted by the Roadrunner? However that went. Ride. All right, let's see if this works. I'm going to post this as text. Oh, it does work. That's amazing. Interesting. All right. We like. There you go. Dropping swazzies. Okay. Excellent. We are on track. Well, what are we going to start with? May as well. Real quick, it'll be Jack Smith resigned. We'll comment. The Pete Hegseth. Oh, boy, the Hegseth of it all. This is great news if he does not get confirmed. My God, that would be great. Of course, we don't know who comes after, but... the real problem with Hegseth, of course, he claims to be a recovered neocon. That's a lie. Even if he is technically a recovered neocon, which I don't think is possible since he's a... Zionist, like a major Zionist. He gave a 2016 speech at a Jewish Congress, and he said it's time to rebuild the temple. It's like, this dude is out on a ledge. So I don't know. Who knows who follows, but right now as it stands, if you confirm Hegseth, you're also getting the woman who made the fake Hamas October 7th rape videos. So there's that. So you're literally getting a Zionist and a Zionist propagandist. And that makes sense because Hegseth is not a Jew. And here's how the Jews do it. When they put a non-Jew at a choke point of power, there's always an assistant Jew lurking right behind his shoulders, going to whisper in both his ears. So there we have it. Oh, boy. I found that clip. Remember I was joking about Hulk Hogan having that shitty beer he slaps a label on? And not to pick on our guys and girls, but honestly, it's really similar to the thing that people do where they take like ordinary coffee mixes and there's some service that'll put your name on the bag and then people can support you by buying the bag of coffee with your name on it. That to me just puts a middleman. It's not like you're getting a coffee cup or something like a mug or a T-shirt that you literally couldn't get elsewhere. But I think the business of slapping labels on a piss beer and then, you know, calling it, you know, like Hulkster Brew or some shit and charging $21 for a six-pack is, it's right up there with some of the clown shit going on where people have hoodies with Zach from Logos's head being chopped off. There's some weird shit out there. I'm telling you, there's some crazy shit out there. But the bag of coffee, that's just like it's just like Maxwell House mixes with your name slapped on it. Seems to me if you support someone, just support them and then go buy the coffee you like. Like two separate things. You put this weird middleman in there. I don't know. Very strange. Who knows what motivates people? I don't really know. TikTok refugees. Okay, this is interesting because, of course, the sale of TikTok is up in the air. Who knows who it's going to be? And there's a Chinese app called Red Note, which amazingly looks just like TikTok. I'll show you that. Very funny. This may be where all the TikTok refugees go to. And good, yeah, fuck them because all the kids are going to go pick up Red Note then. And it's basically TikTok without ADL, JDL, CIA intervention. That's pretty much what Red Note is. As long as you're converting the Chinese characters to English, I think you'll probably find the experience to be very similar to TikTok. And it'll have a lot more Asian content, obviously, which means it'll just be less global homo shit. So it'll probably be a real improvement. Oh, my. Okay, the L.A. mayor's bizarre video. Sure, sure, sure. We wanted to look at that. And, yeah, a few of the strange questions asked of Hegseth should probably be made note of. But, of course, we'll do it the way we do it. We're not doing a news block just to inform you. I know you already know about this. That's not the point. The point is to deconstruct it. So we'll decide what we're looking at when we see it. How does that sound? All right. Somewhere I had Biden's last foreign policy announcement. Boy, was that pathetic. Holy shit. Wow. Okay. I was in the middle of announcing Odyssey. Let's finish what we're doing. Right? There we go. Oh, God. J-Ray says the skunks are like cats. No, he didn't say it. He means the raccoons. That makes sense, actually, that you could domesticate a raccoon. It's just they, too, have these sharp little claws. I don't know. We have a little one around here, so I wouldn't want a sharp-clawed creature. You follow? Yes. Oh, there you go. Kick Chef. I'm a recovering neocon. Just one more war. A little Iran bombing. Yeah, that's his vision. He's such a slobbering. He just slobbers the Jew knob, that Pete Hegseth. That's because he knows where his fucking bread is buttered. He knows if he wants this position, if he wants to advance in his career, he's going to have to vigorously lick Jew taint and gobble and suck Jew balls, hair and all. And he seems to be well suited to that. He was probably marketing himself toward the gay Jew faction when he was doing his like underpants model routine at the at the Vietnam Vets Wall of Names, where people are commenting on Hegseth's tattoos and the fact that his somewhat less than impressive junk was seen. So there's that. Duke's Führer. I recently saw a video of an African baboon, bludgeoning a lion to death with a tree log. Jesus. Primates are utter savages, both bipedal negroid variety and primate invertebrates. Negroids are entirely different from human species, just as primate animals are unlike any other species in the animal kingdom. That is wild. See, I was not aware that a baboon could bludgeon a lion to death with a tree log. Yeah, I'm not asking for the link or anything. I'm just saying, man, it just seems to me a lion would, I mean, you might get one good whack in, but then I would think the lion would fuck his shit up, but you never know. I guess we're going to have to change the Disney movies and change the Britannica Encyclopedia or whatever. We're going to have to change all this up and say the king of the jungle is the baboon. And the king of the pavement is the human baboons dressed in human clothes, or the non-human. Well, the baboons dressed in human clothes, let's just put it that way. A.K.A. the N-O-G to the S, the Nogs. N-O-G-S. Goose Steppenwolf, I'll hail back to you, sir. What's up, buddy? White Power 88 and gives the crown. Ooh, Serving Bull. Someone here in WI, that must be Whisk, adopted a raccoon when he was a kid and wrote a book. Check out Rascal by Sterling North. Oh, wow. That's fucking crazy. And then Goose Steppenwolf, of course, is agreeing that Hegseth is a kike cob nobbler. Yes, a cob nobbler and a knob gobbler. A cob nobbler and a knob gobbler. That's like a tongue twister, but you probably don't want to be seen saying that out loud over and over again, like Susie selling seashells by the seashore or whatever. Imagine that. Yes, I'm just warming up. Cob nobbler and knob nobbler. All right. Yeah. Let's go over to F to the T to the J. All right, it's lonely over here. All right, well, we'll have more. How about you do this? Share the link. In the meantime, share the motherfucking link. All right, my peeps. All right, let's get into it. We've had enough of the utterly insane material. Hey, boy.
The resignation of Jack Smith was widely expected and made official Saturday in a court filing where federal prosecutors revealed Smith had, quote, separated from the department. Smith had been leading two criminal investigations into President-elect Donald Trump, focused on the alleged mishandling of classified documents after he left office and alleged election interference related to January 6th.
It was fueled by lies. Lies by the defendant. Targeted at obstructing bedrock function of the U.S.
Ah, thank you for the heads up, buddy. All right, so we have an echo situation. Let me go fix that right now. I was trying something new, using new settings. So now we're going to... Yep, I'm going to shut that off right away and automatically adjust volume. Okay, mic volume and echo cancellation on... All right, testing, check, 1, 2, 1, 2. This should be better. This should be better. I mean, let's go to the video and we'll see in 3, 2, 1.
Government, the nation's process of collecting, counting, and certifying the results of the presidential election.
The cases were closed after Trump's win in November, and the findings are now in the hands of the Department of Justice.
The two federal criminal cases pending against former President Trump will never move forward. And so all that's left for the Department of Justice to show their work is to provide that final report to the public.
Attorney General Merrick Garland has promised to release part of the report on election interference, but a federal judge in Florida appointed by Trump halted it earlier this week. The Justice Department is now appealing, with the clock ticking till January 20th, when the new Trump administration could squash the release entirely. Bradley Blackburn, CBS News, New York.
Okay, well, let's take a look at something here. No one here is a big Trump fan, but let's look at this supposed evidence when they mentioned the piles of documents and, yes, referring to all of this bread and circuses. Oh, look, a court filing. Wow. Okay. So they finished the work, then he separated from the department as if my work is done here. This means he has a sweetheart deal all prepped. That's what that means. That's why he separated from the department. He's not separating from the department out of a sense of shame. That's how the Trump-tards are spinning it. And he's not separating from the department because they fired him. That's how Donald Trump is spinning it. That's just to compete in the news cycle for the release of this story. Look at this. Fucking Time Magazine. Time Magazine. Okay. And talk about redaction. So in the event any of this shit is ever released for the public, this is not going to be terribly interesting. We're going to have massive redactions and Time Magazine covers. Okay. You know, just real hard to get excited. Why is something like this done? Well, because even within this game of ping pong for retards, there is genuine distrust and dislike of one party against another. This much is true. When it comes to important things like the future of Israel and the happiness of Jews, of course, they all agree. So our political system is a lot like when you see three Jews arguing over something and they're engaged in Talmudic pilpul with each other. However, they'll all agree that they're arguing about what is best for Israel. So that's pretty much explains the dynamic going on with the ping pong for the retards. Because, sure, you can make political hay out of the Hegseth situation, but I think Dan Simmons has it right when he says Hegseth was a creation. If it wasn't Fox News themselves, it would have been someone else. But Fox News made this Zio bot popular, or at least a known quantity. I don't watch Fox News much, so I didn't really know about him. But evidently, he's a Fox News contributor, much beloved among the manly men of the He-Man Women Hater Club. And I think Dan Simmons has it right, that a cat like him is sort of picture perfect for tricking the non-Jews into joining to go be fucking meat shields in some godforsaken country you can't pronounce for the betterment of Israel or the expansion of Israel. Hey, Israel is really willing to fight to the last American. That's how committed they are. And so they need meat shields. And who better than a United States meat shield? Because then they get to compound the demand for public involvement by saying, an American has been killed by these savages, and do that whole routine. No one will go back to the year 2002. No one will go back to the, well, shit, no one will go back to 1990s when Bibi is on C-SPAN convincing the Congress and the Senate Select Committee hearings about how we really need to begin destabilizing the Middle East. And if they just get this Iraq thing done, it'll be like toppling dominoes. Well, you know, we ended up all fucking jammed up, as you know, in Iraq, and Afghanistan didn't go much better. And it's all for the betterment of Israel. That's the real point. So the left and right may argue, but in the end, look who advances. I know that Wesley Clark 7 countries in 5 years thing. Okay, the timeline's a little off, but they have 6 of the countries now with Syria having been toppled. That's 6 of the 7 countries. So, you know, they're on their way. Hegseth, I'm sure, was about to make sure it was country number 7. So, but we'll see. We'll see. It doesn't look very good for Hegseth to be approved. Yeah, I mean, we'll see. That's what I say. We'll see. Let's take a quick look at holy Jewishness. All right, let's go.
Joining me now, Alan Kishkadori, former federal prosecutor and senior writer for Politico magazine, And Anthony Coley, MSNBC Justice and Legal Affairs Analyst, former director of the Office of Public Affairs at the Justice Department, and senior advisor to Attorney General Merrick.
Hey, we're going to be watching this because there's the most homosexual Negro. New wildfire erupts in L.A. County. Are you shitting me? Goddamn, Serb. That is crazy. If it's still, will it be hitting Steven Spielberg's house? There's still time. There's still time. Yeah. Okay, maybe the New Testament God can intervene and stop letting Yahweh run the show. How's that sound? Yes. Tell the foreskin God to take a break. Let the other one run shit for a while. I've got fingers crossed right now, so no typing. Fingers crossed on Spielberg's house burning with his black daughter in it. How's that sound? That sounds really... How's that sound? Yeah. And all these shitty awards for making shitty Hula Hoax movies. With the prop showerhead somewhere in that house, probably.
Garland, gentlemen, welcome back to the Saturday show. Okay, so at the pink highlighter...
Super representative. So we have ultra fag Negro. We have quite dubious Negro. And we have a craggity Cree who might be a Jew. So let's continue.
In my hand when we came out of the break because I was trying to help me make sense of something. Now,
niggas. No, we can't. We've tried. We can't make sense of niggers.
Donald Trump went to the Supreme Court to get the court to prevent his sentencing yesterday. The Supreme Court came back 5-4 and said, no. And so he was sentenced. But now, can he go back to the Supreme Court and get them to overturn the conviction?
He can eventually attempt to do that. The effort to go to the Supreme Court was just about the timing of the sentencing and whether he could stop it. He still has an appeal from the conviction itself.
Okay, this is not terribly interesting. I just wanted to make a point with the really figgity-faggity-fee announcer. Oh, here we have a furniture ad Negro. He tried out for the son of Dr. Huxtable on the Cosbys, but he didn't get that. So instead, he's doing this and IKEA furniture ads.
Was not going to incarcerate Donald Trump. That's why I think they let this go forward. And I do think at the end of the day, once this reaches the court again.
Here's how you know it's ping pong for retards. This nigger sounds just like any other news analyst. Okay. So you got 85 IQ Nogs can keep up with this dumb shit. Well, I think you know that means it's ping-pong for re-atods. Oh, yes, here we go. I told you how Trump would be handling it. Look at this. Deranged Jack Smith was fired today. Well, he wasn't. Listen, I'm not defending Jack Smith or Donald Trump. We're observing the news cycles.
T. Greenberg, former deputy head of the criminal division at South.
And he was fondling them all the way out. That's how that went.
As of now, yes, I'm hopeful that will not be the final answer. But
oh, that is some real
right now
dental work right there. I mean, it literally looks like an AI mouth, except for this slight variation of the lower teeth there. Not perfectly symmetrical, which probably a good thing, because perfectly symmetrical teeth makes a person look like a literal fake person. Oh, I'm muted or frozen, you say? Let's go take a look, shall we? The sign says I'm fine here, so we'll have to see. This woman on the left looks really familiar. I can say she should probably just be home with the grandkids at this point. What you're doing is not that important, but let's continue with the woman who wants to be a Chicksa.
Now, I mean, this report is really his swan song, and it remains to be seen whether we're going to see it. The 11th Circuit, that's the appellate court, has denied the motion from Trump's co-defendants in that class.
Based. Look at her with the dagger over here. This is what she takes her male interns and she makes them kneel before her. And then she puts this on their shoulders and says, "You are hereby knighted." And then she lifts up her dress. Anyway, so who knows? Who knows? But you hear this. We're supposed to be truly engaged by this. This is like we're listening to the steps of Jack Smith's resignation from DOJ. People like Donald Trump just don't go to jail. Okay, so what are we even watching this for? This is not going to happen, peeps. So why does my dad still watch this? Well, because he's trapped in the ping pong for retards. And they put this sort of, well, she's like an approximation of eye candy. Believe me, they have much hotter, more distracting girls. Mostly on Fox News and the lip gloss on Fox News. They better patent that stuff. It has like a, it's like this super shine to it, like nothing I've ever seen. They should probably use it on race car wheels, whatever they're using on the Fox News ladies' lips. All right, should we move to Hegseth or Pigseth or whatever the gals are calling him? Sure, an extremely flawed dude. Yes, a lunatic. There he goes. He's looking at the ladies. Look, he's looking at Ms. Ernst over here, right here. Look at this. He's looking at Ms. Ernst, and he's giving her like a la 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 la. So, yeah. Interesting. Oh, Serbian Bull and Kato Koshiro having a conversation. Oh, yeah. Okay, Dan Simmons. I'm also eavesdropping in here, see? I'm getting to see what's going on. And F to the T to the J, still lonely. It's just us over here. Why is FTJ so sleepy? Why are you so sleepy? All right, let's check this douche canoe out. As he, look at him giving his best flirt face over to Ms. Ernst. Pete, I think she's a lesbian. I'm just going to say it. We're going to go out on a shelf here.
Or that we have improvements and on how we address the tragic and life-altering issues of rape, sexual assault. It will demand time and attention from the Pentagon.
They were all reading what their interns wrote for them. Like, why did... To say that statement, think about, why does someone even need notes? Why does someone even need notes?
Under your watch, if you are confirmed. So as Secretary of Defense, will you appoint a senior level official dedicated to sexual assault prevention and response?
Senator, as we have discussed, yes, I will.
Okay. And my
Senator, I will be the president of that club. He'll be the hair club, the president of the hair club for men. And he'll also be the president of the club that, less women?
My time has expired. Thank you for your answers.
Okay.
So Hirono.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Hegseth, welcome.
Thank you.
I am.
Oh, shit. Is it doing that again in FTJ? That's why. God, how did that happen? Dude, I do everything normal. And yet. Okay, how did he tell me to do this last time? He told me to click three dots. No, that's not doing it. Motherfucker. I swore it was the three dots. Okay, yes, actually it is. Yes, here we go. Oh, bam. Right? Okay. Oh, shit, that's for auto direct. Brother. How did he have me do this last time? Well, shit, I'm just going to go in here and boy, that's strange. Now, I'm toggling the setting. Make stream publicly listed. Okay. Which it was already on, but I've untoggled it, retoggled it. Toggle, toggle. And I'm going to save the stream settings now. Then go to the homepage. This should do it, everybody. That's the only setting I can think of. Go to the homepage now and go back in. Someone now try, please, if you could. Someone now try, please, go back in there and see if it doesn't work, because it is just always honest tonight. That's very strange. Yeah, not good. All right, let's see if it changed. If not, I'm going to have to do the hitting up Josh to the Who. I did what I know to do, but there may be something else, so. Let me know. Right? Oh, yeah, we're in the middle of this, Douche Canoe.
I'm focused on your fitness to serve, including your character.
Okay. Nah, I like this, but I'm going to go to the better version of this. She's very interested. It still didn't work. Motherfucker. All right, let's just bite the bullet. Go over here and check in on Josh to the Who. Because I cannot remember for the life of me. Oh. Got a sound bite from Ball Busters. Nice. All right. Well, actually, J. Ray, if you go to the show description and just try to go in, to, even better, just go to the homepage. That's true. FTJmedia.com. FTJmedia.com. All right. Well, we'll try. I don't know if I'll be successful. I'll check it. The call in tonight, let me know. We'll try to set that up. What's up, buddy? Remember that one time when it was telling everybody we're on live, you know. Remember that one time when it was telling everybody that the show needed a subscription to view it? What did you tell me again to do to change that? That's what they say, yeah. So Serbian Bull, who's, you know, very trusted, says you need to purchase a monthly plan to view your stream on FTJ. That's his quote. So that's weird. I don't know, but I went back in and I toggled it off and toggled it back on to no avail. It's just Always Honest in here who does have a subscription. That's why she's in here. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. That is strange. So what I did is I went back into the broadcast the live stream button and I clicked it off and then clicked it back on to make it public. And they say it didn't change. It's still. Yeah. All right. Sounds good. I'm going to let Serbian Bull know that it sounds like a different thing this time. You do that, and I'm going to play him a clip of Biden and the Pope scam.
In other news, President Biden has given Pope Francis the nation's highest civilian award, the Presidential Medal of Freedom with Distinction. The citation.
Well, everyone's getting one of those. Wow.
Citation describes Francis as a light of faith, hope, and love that shines brightly across the world. It's the first and only time Mr. Biden has made the award with distinction. The president and the Pope spoke by phone today. They were to have met this weekend in person at the Vatican, but Mr. Biden canceled the trip in order to focus on the deadly Los Angeles wildfires.
Ah, interesting. Yes. Real. Reload the broadcast to live stream thing. Okay. I'm going to go in there. Good, good. And I'll go down here. And what am I looking for? Wait a second. Oh. User groups. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Why is this on? Okay. All right. So actually, well, let me do this though real quick. I'm going to take a screen cap. Bam. Okay. All right. So yeah, this is weird. Yeah, I've already clicked save and then it did the circly spin. So now I can back to the content. Sweet. Thanks, buddy. Sorry for bugging you. Thanks again. Bye. All right. Bye. Nice. All right. Joshua always helping out. And everyone try it now. That's slightly different than last time. But all the same, I took a screen cap of it. And hopefully that helps. Let's hope it helps in the future. Wow. So instead of just making the content available, now I should be double checking about user groups. Weird. All right. Well, listen, we'll do what we got to do. I fully expect the FTJ chat to fill up now. You dirty. Oh, there we go. Nice. There's Alex Waslak. What's up, buddy? All right. Oh, you couldn't hear Josh who? I don't know why that is. You've heard him before. That's so strange. Weird. Okay, Lori's in here too, thank goodness. Okay, nice. Okay, we're back in business. Nice. That's the way it ought to be. Okay, great. We were finding the preferred version of... Oh, here we go. Yes, here she comes. The honorable distinguished lady from Honolulu... Shoo, brother. Man, this shit is all over the place. Look at this ping pong for retards. Elizabeth Warren.
Thank you for your service. So if you're confirmed as Secretary of Defense, you will oversee our military, including about 250,000 women.
Oh, here we go. See? So, are you going to fuck them all? That's what she wants to know. will you be touching all of our women? That's what we'd like to know. Which, listen, I get what they're doing, but this is an inconsequential question. They really know that this guy's not out to get women just because he has infidelity problems in his fucking marriage. So it's ping pong for retards. Oh, Slotnick. Look at this.
Excuse me. We miss him in Michigan. And death of Americans in the dark of night.
Yeah, that's the point of foreign policy, right? You either send people to go die or you don't.
I'm also a Democrat representing a state that Trump won, right? We both won on the same ballot. So I understand that President Trump has the right to nominate his people. We are going to have policies that we disagree with. All of that to me comes very standard. What I think I'm most concerned with is that no president has the right to use the uniform military in a way that violates the U.S. Constitution.
All right. Getting into all this now, constitutional crisis, very predictable. Serving Bill, I'm not sure everyone else is everyone else experiencing frozen when you do? I don't know. And no, not the movie with Elsa. Is everyone else experiencing frozen? I don't know. For some reason, my Odyssey unfollowed you by itself. She tells us, well, that figures. Yeah, that figures. Right. There you go. Yeah. Okay, so he's good. He's in a freezing. But so I think, I think this really streaming quality varies. 20 seconds every once in a while. Good God, that's a long time. Sounds like more than buffering, but Weird. Well, who do we have over here now? Excellent. We do still have Always Honest. Alex Wazlak, Lori, of an expert, what's up, Bodie? Serbian Bull, Alan, and right now they're in the middle of building, ooh, that's going to be an end tower that shall scrape the sky. All right. There you go. Serbian Bull provided the data about a minute and a half ago from the Post. He had a freezing. Anyone else have that freezing? That'd be good to know to track down if it's a roughly uniform event or, only in Serb's area. Because I'll tell you, my provider is, it's no secret, it is shit. So if you're freezing or whatever, sometimes it could be me. It could be me. I do not have the greatest internet out here. It's fucking Mediacom. What are you going to do? Mediacom is shit tier internet. It's not Fios or anything like that, which would be preferred, but we don't have that. It was either that or Comcast, which is just the same shit, really. Lebensraum in the his aisle. What's up, buddy? Okay. J-Ray is all good. See, so I think it's just internet quality varies. Therefore, streaming quality varies. I've had enough of the fat G broad. I want to see what you want to see. Look at this. Let's see the Hawaiian chine grow. Here she comes. She's going to ask him. I dare you to tell me who the fuck is drunk. She's going to ask him if he's drunk or if he's ever been drunk. And this Hawaiian sounds drunk. Okay, here we go. Yeah, so we got a real... Wait, he's frozen now? Jesus. Right now, even. I don't know. Says I'm all good. It can only be a StreamYard thing that I can think of, guys. I'm sorry about that. So... Wait a second. How about you try... Someone try Rumble. Ha! Vladka's telling me boomer alert over in Rumble. Yes, there is some boomer alerting happening. Go ahead over to Rumble and see if it's the same or different. I mean, it might be better over there. I'm telling them over at Rumble, FTJ open now. Ladakh. I said latke. I think it's ladakh. Isn't latke a Jewish, like a piece of potato or something? Oh, no, latke might have been... Yeah, I think it was a character on Taxi. Latke Gravitz. Can't wait for OBS. But Trogs are on Rumble. Maybe so, but, you know, fuck Trogs. What are you going to do? Trogs are technically everywhere. They're just more densely populated on Rumble. And it is true. Trogs are like niggers in that way. When you reach a certain critical mass of trogs, then the overt trog behavior amplifies. This is much like niggers, where you can have a 1%, 2%, 3% nigger problem at your school. But when it gets to 6%, that's when the whole school goes Negro. Not that they're all black, but suddenly everything becomes focused on niggers. Suddenly they're restructuring class discipline. They're lowering the standards of the curriculum. That's like the magic number. Trogs, I don't know the magic number. It might be 6%. It might be 33%. Woo! Yeah. Oh, there you go. Serbian Bull with the most important message of the night. By the way, this is the MK Ultra for the Trogs he's offering. Code name, tuber, retarded, obese, gay, cyanim. tuber, retarded, obese, gay, cyanim. That right there, that's triggered some of the MKUltra male prostitutes. They're in full effect right now, looking to gobble Jew, dick, and balls. In fact, by stating MKUltra language, tuber, retarded, obese, gay, cyanim. Tuber, retarded, obese, gay, cyanim. Now that we've said that, if we say it one more time, much like Candyman, you say his name three times, he appears behind you. We're doing it a third time now. Tuber, retarded, obese, gay, cyanim. Tuber, retarded, obese, gay, cyanim. That just did it. There you go. Now, every trog, when they walk in the bathroom and turn on the light, they're going to see either tuber or the garden hose arm cyanim behind them with a full erection, rubbing on their butt cheeks. And the funny thing is, they won't run out of the bathroom. Nope. It's going to be a new expression we have around here. It's going to be trog time. And they will be slapping. They will be slapping. There you go. Now you have your MKUltra update, everybody. And most important, we can see if this works over at Rumble. Peter Thiel-owned Rumble. Get those Thiel bucks, everybody. Start saying the Jews are great, and you get your Thiel bucks. Start saying Peter Thiel is perfectly normal. He's not greasy. He's not a weird homosexual. He's not pretending to be a libertarian while he actually is advancing. He's got drone projects like a fucking war profiteer. Totally normal for a libertarian. He's Peter Thiel's awesome. Get your Thiel bucks, everybody. Get your Thiel bucks. Hey, Peter Thiel is really funding everyone except Right Perspective Radio and maybe Tuber and Sanem. I don't think they're getting Thiel bucks. They're getting a different kind of bucks, though. Tuber's getting... I think Tuber's on state aid for being retarded. And all I'm saying has something less than full-blown AIDS, but it's approaching that. And so he gets a check and some meds as well. So that's good. Yep. We're days away from a news report about the terrible passing of Tuber and AIDS. I think it's going to be a spat. That's what I think. John McCain's tumor thinks it's going to be a fight over investing in Hawk Tua coin. Probably. She did pull the bottom out of that thing, but hey, she also spit on it. She spit on the dip. Spit on that dip. Yeah, there you go. Take this dip. Yeah. Okay. Let's go over here to Chingro International. Look at this dumb broad. And you tell me, she sounds
true. You will be in charge of maintaining good order and discipline by enforcing the Uniform Code of Military Justice, UCMJ. In addition to the sexual assault allegations, and by the way, the answer to my second question should have been yes. I have read multiple reports of your regularly being drunk at work, including by people who worked with you at Fox News.
Okay. They should have picked someone besides her to make the drunk allegation, because this bitch sounds drunk. This bitch sounds drunk. It is really ping pong for retards. How embarrassing. This Jabba the Hutt ass looking Chingro from Hawaii. Why don't you go back to your fucking burned out island and fuck off? But here it is. This is a part of a humiliation ritual as well. We're forced to suffer through the ping pong for retards. We have to listen to Hegseth spitting excuses. Elizabeth Warren doing her Deep Concern for Women Act. She couldn't give a shit. We got Slotnick, who wants to bring up her CV. Look at my pedigree. I served overseas. I was armed overseas. Well, it looks like you put a bit on since then. I mean, it's fucking pathetic. Oh, here he is. Oh, under the line of fire. Look at this. You're not qualified, Duxworth tells Hegseth in confirmation questioning. Whoa, you're not qualified. Half of everyone in government isn't qualified. Get the fuck out of here. Not qualified.
Secretary Mattis had to have this waiver as well.
Wait, is this Miss Rosen? Oh, no, it's Ms. Duckworth, right?
Mr. Hexett, this hearing is about whether you are qualified to be...
There's a lot of Ms. happening here. Isn't that strange? Huh. Kind of says something.
...the Secretary of Defense, and one of the qualifications to answer my colleague's question is to actually win the votes of every member of this committee and to be...
The head, dude. She's doing the chicken neck. And this kind of looks like a... If this is even possible. We have an uglier Roseanne Barr here. Didn't think I'd ever be saying those exact words in that order, but here we have it.
Be confirmed by the United States Senate. And you need to convince us that you're worthy of that vote because the people of the state of Illinois voted for me to be their senator so that I could cast that vote when it comes to picking who is going to be the next Secretary of Defense. This hearing now seems to be a hearing about whether or not women are qualified to serve in combat.
My God. Yeah, how did it become that? Because one round of ping pong for retards is not enough. It's like Inception ping pong for retards. We have to have a game of ping pong for retards inside the game of ping pong for retards. Wow. It's just turtles all the way down. It's ping pong for retards all the way down. Jerry says January 6th should have went the way it should have. Well, I wish January 6th had gone the way that the Second Amendment people always brag about. They talk a big game about being armed and all this stuff, but boy, I tell you what. They didn't bring their guns that day. Wish a nigga would. Oh, she's Japanese, you say? She didn't eat enough seaweed. Well, the seaweed, who knows? Who knows? Here we have it. Look at him. He's advertising his beer right here, folks. Real American beer. Got your Hogan beer. All right. Oh, the guy looks good for his age, so I'll give him that. So all this stuff about steroids is going to kill you or whatever. I don't know. He seems to give lie to that assumption, shall we say.
WWE Hall of Famer Hulk Hogan joins us now after he chugs the beer. How you doing, Hulk?
All right. Listen, he is getting that webbing that old people get. They get that crepe skin and the webbing. But seriously. This dude does not have old man forearms. He's looking, you know, he's looking solid. And Hogan hates niggers. There you go. Right. He's right on. Look at this clown. What a fucking ass clown Jesse Waters is. Ugh.
Man, I cannot believe you pulled me out of the party, brother. We got Hogan's Hangout. First night of karaoke. We're drinking real American beer made by real Americans. We got a real American president, brother.
He's pitching product. Fox News is a fucking joke. They're all a joke, but this is like, at least this is overt fucking Fox News is a joke. This doesn't have that false pretense that a lot of them do. Look at this fucking Hulk Hogan, real American beer. God, I wonder how much. Someone look up. How much is this fucking 12-pack, whatever this is? I bet you it's $20 per 6-pack. It's got to be. It's got to be. Well, he's enjoying himself, man. Fuck it. You wonder, what does he need this money for, though? It's just, he doesn't. He just is like, well, just add, let's add to the pile. His hobby is, I guess I'll try to maintain some muscle mass, and I'll add to the pile. He's going to add to the pile. That's what Hulk's doing. Unbelievable.
And we're already celebrating the inauguration even before it happens because we know we're getting our country back, brother.
Do you see when he slammed the can down? Some foam came out. I think he's drinking. I think this dude is drinking.
Wow.
We got the pre-party inauguration happening right now. Hulk Hogan, if you're interested, just go find him. He's pretty easy to spot. So tell me your sense of the country. You've seen a lot, and you've seen a lot of change in the course of your...
Okay, this is now. Watch his... This is the Hulk transition here you're about to see. What a fucking joke. He comes in pitching fucking product. You can tell he's been drinking. And now, see this face? This is the transformation from the drunk Hulkster to the intellectual Hulkster. God, this country is such a fucking joke. Can you imagine what they're saying in serious countries?
Your career? Where are we right now as a nation?
Well, I've seen the hills and the valleys, brother. I was around back in the day when we had Robert Kennedy doing our thing. But the way it is now, we hit an all-time.
Robert Kennedy. Does he mean John F. Kennedy? I don't know.
I'm low, and all of a sudden, when Trump won the election, all of a sudden it was like this dark cloud got lifted off America. Everybody was happy, and all the wah, all the whiners and criers that were out there, they were the ones that created the problem in the first place. America's back on track.
That's right. It's ping pong for retards. And Hulk saying, I got the biggest ping pong paddle. That's what he's saying. Yeah, it was all them. Now it's back on track. It's not the Jews. It's those damn Democrats. The demon rats are messing it up. Yeah. Okay. You know, what can you fucking say about this shit? Oh, it means Bobby Kennedy Sr. Okay. Right. True enough. All right. Let's keep checking shit out.
With a deadline to ban TikTok.
I told you about the TikTok alternative. Well, here we go.
TikTok just days away. Chinese officials now reportedly considering selling the app's U.S. operations to Elon Musk. But with users already fleeing to other apps, has Congress's attempt to limit Chinese influence on social media backfired? Drew DeBose is watching that today in today's Tech Check. Hey, Dee.
Hey, Carl. So there's an app that our audience.
Fill me in. Kato Koshiro. Is this a. Because we have no gauge for this. Is this an Asian 7 or is this like an Asian 10? She looks like she's 10% white. Does that make her hotter or less hot where you live? I always wondered this. She also looks sizable. So maybe the 10% white gave her some extra height. She's not particularly broad. It's just a sort of. She's long in the face compared to many, many Asians. But yeah, I'm just wondering on the scale, what is this considered?
Audience should know now. It's called Red Note. And as of this morning, it is still number one on Apple.
All right, everyone, Red Note hats on. Everyone get over to Red Note. You can be on Blueski or Blue Sky talking to 40 people, or you can be on Red Note skirting Jonathan Greenblatt's desire to shut you the fuck up about Jews in Israel.
Apple's App Store, highlighting really this classic lawmaker dilemma. As users
that's the one you click on. Bam, 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 right there. See the words, whatever that says right there. That's what you open, but you need to be using your translator.
Lawmakers are looking to regulate or ban what they see as the current threat. Users have already moved on. And in this case, they moved on to an app far more Chinese than TikTok. It's known to Americans as Red Note, but its Chinese name, Xiaohongshu, literally translates into Little Red Book, as in Mao Zedong's Guide to Communist Ideology and Revolution.
Whoa, she cracked the code. This is QTard Tech Update. God damn, she cracked the code. It's not Red Note. It's Little Red Book. Aha. Mouse it. It's also retarded. Okay. Listen, I guess it translates to the Little Red Book. Who gives a shit? Wait till they show it. It looks just like TikTok.
Revolutionary principles, a symbol of Chinese communist propaganda. This is the app. Open it up and it
looks. It's the app with less propaganda. So how is this a problem?
Looks like, yeah. Instagram meets TikTok meets Reddit, but with a lot more Chinese language content and very welcoming, by the way, to American users. Here's a scroll through Tech Check producer Jasmine's Red Note feed this morning.
Hi, TikTok refugee. First of all, I want to say welcome to Xiaohongshu, welcome to Red Book.
You'll see a few more videos here, all sort of welcoming self-proclaimed TikTok refugees. And another one, an American TikTok refugee posted a guide to using Redbook and says the Chinese people on this app, they don't want us to talk about politics because they're not allowed to talk about politics. Now, in other words, as a Chinese app, it is heavily censored. TikTok at least was the American.
Wait a second. How's that going to work? So now, wait a second. Why were they having politics on there? I saw Luigi Mangione and I saw one other political thing at least. So they censor it. Maybe they censor it if it's being presented on a device in China. Maybe because of location registries and all that. Maybe if you're a U.S. user on the little red book, okay, red note, maybe it shows the political content. I don't really know.
Conversion of a Chinese app with more American rules. Red Note had few international users until about a few months ago. According to PitchBook, it was last valued at $17 billion and backed by Chinese internet giants Alibaba and Tencent, as well as Silicon Valley VCs, DST, and Notable Capital, which was spun out of GGV amid growing U.S.-China tensions.
Now, there you go. By the way, Alibaba, you can you can get all the equipment you need for a an October 7th of your own. That's my understanding. Is Hamas is ordering lawnmower engines from Alibaba. That's pretty great.
Now, Tencent, which has been an investor in Red Note since 2016, was just last week added to the U.S. Defense Department's list of companies allegedly working with China, with China's military. This is something that Tencent refutes. But you look at ByteDance's cap table by contrast. It does not include Tencent. And it does include many more American firms, suggesting that TikTok, despite all of its controversies, operates with greater transparency and alignment to Western norms compared to Red Note. It is the paradoxically safer bet if Red Note continues to gain traction here. I spoke to a ByteDance investor this morning based in China. He's been watching the rush of these TikTok refugees to Red Note and also what he calls new momentum for Meta. So he is hopeful that a potential deal to sell TikTok to Elon Musk could slow the outflow, since many of these users rushing to Red Note, guys, they're doing so in a kind of defiance. They want to show that they like Chinese apps, despite lawmakers trying to ban it and concerned about it.
Oh, right. So now, okay, so that's just another aspect of ping pong for retards. Except if you're on the Chinese app, they're going to scare you and say, well, the Chinese are registering your account info. Or as I like to say, TikTok means the Chinese have access to millions of devices in the United States. Yeah, if you download an app, yeah, that's how it works. You're just downloading an app, so there's that. Here we get some of our answers now. Here we go. By the way, Jay to the Ray, 1981 with $5. Thanks, buddy. Thank you. And so pretty sure he meant Bobby Kennedy Sr. Got it. Asian 5.5, says Lex. Katokashiro agreeing, saying not hot. Okay, see, it's interesting. So I don't know what to make of the I don't have a very good Asian women detector. It's been no secret around here. I think, for example, Lauren Chan is a better looking Asian than many others. But like, that's what I think. But who knows? Maybe to Asian men, it's something off about her. I don't know. John McCain's tumor suggesting Asian tens are from Korea. I'm sure that's not true. I thought the Japanese women were pretty. I don't know. Listen, what do I know? For me, a 2. Wow. Captain Kashir being very hard on her.
See? Coming, by the way, to American users. Here's a scroll through tech. And in other words, as a
that's a 2 to Captain Kashir. Wow, he's got very high standards. John McCain's tumor with the comment of the evening. It's the Chi-Coms, everybody. That's right. You need to remember, Alex Jones was right all along. Alex Jones is a national treasure. Alex Jones tried to warn you. It's not the Jews. It's the Chi-Coms. Wow. Wow. Ah, MFC NorCal, Sum Ting Wong. Yes, that's her full name, her given birth name. Something along, holy fuck. Yes, I think that's her sister. Her sister is holy fuck. And her cousin, Bang Ding Gao. Yeah. Tu Buku, I believe that's the mom. Hitler's Revenge, what's up, buddy? And Cremo Sumyoung. Ah, Cremo Sumyoung. Mm-hmm. Min Sao Duck Fun. Whoa, Munch Makuchi. Now that doesn't sound that Asian. That's not very Asian. That could be Pacific Island, maybe. Munch Makuchi. I see what you did there, by the way. We all see what you did there. It's very fifth grade playground humor, which is why it's appreciated. See, even Fox Die is like, what's up with the triple O fack and slash? Oh, Kata Koshiro explained. She has a manly chin. That's why it's a 2. Oh, okay. See, interesting. We don't know. See, through the eyes of an Asian male, filtering for his sort of innate standards, his psychobiological standards. Yeah, I would like to ask, I mean, I wish this were like live real time. I don't, not to get too nerdy about it, but you wonder with Europeans, with white men, mostly they could have like maybe 5 different types. They could definitely have a predominant type, but no matter who the man is, there is something about, you can hack the psychobiological archetypes of a male, and you could break it down. It doesn't matter who the male is. The male could say like, oh, I'm not a boob guy. But if some plastic surgeon carves up a woman, even though she may not be your type, the fact of the matter is she can be triggering things at a psychobiological level, and you're responding involuntarily. You might have morning wood in the middle of the day, for example. And this is not to say that you find fake boobs attractive. That's just a way that, you know, the libido dominandi of it, the male psychological, the psychobiological dimension of the male can be hacked that way. Okay. But I'm wondering, with Asians, do they have a thing where if someone were to plastic surgery, like chop up any old Asian woman into the perfect Asian representation of sexual desire, what would that be? Right. So it's not this. So then would it be the Asian chin that comes down sort of like a separate little chin? You've seen Asian women with that. I don't know. Would it be smaller? I guess the face wouldn't be as long. And she's got a neck like a giraffe's trunk over here. You know, the neck trunk. That's quite a neck. That's like a dinosaur neck. And I'm a neck guy, and that's a bit much for me. What's up, NNR? Hey, buddy. There you go. Fox Die says, I hate fake boobs. Right, so we agree. I was trying to make a different point than that. You understand? People can prefer natural boobs, but the fact of the matter is that you can take a 7, submit her to plastic surgery. I'm just admitting something everyone knows, and I don't know why this is making, it's going to make me the bad guy. But you could take a 7, submit her to plastic surgery, a really talented one, can turn her into an interesting 8.5. And even though it may not be your thing, even though she may look like Jessica Rabbit, you'd be like, oh, weird. But she'll have all the right parts puffing, and it will interest you at a psychobiological level. This is just how you hack the male sexual psyche. I'm just telling you, it's how it works. We have advertisers have known, Madison Avenue has known this for fucking ever. This is not news. Now, this doesn't mean you wouldn't prefer a natural woman instead. It just means that both are true. So that's why I was asking. I'm wondering, with Kato Koshiro, like he said, a lot of them are plastic surgery altered. So I'm wondering, what do they alter in Asian women to make them the Asian sexual archetype that hacks most males' sexual psyche? That's what I'm wondering, because it probably isn't the same thing as the white man's psyche. You know what I mean? So you imagine, I don't know, some girl from Baywatch at her peak. Okay, that may not be your type, but every male will look at that and say, oh, yummy. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't like the fish lips either, dude. That's super weird. I never understood the fish lips, but yeah. Anyway, hopefully Kato Koshiro understands like what I'm asking. I'm curious, what do they carve up and make different on the Asian women to hack the Asian male sexual psyche? That's what I'm wondering. I'm just curious. I'm curious. Do they make their tits smaller? I'm joking. See what I did there? Right. Do they make their lips pencil thin? Do they shrink their nostrils? Anyway, the lip filler thing is super weird. Yeah, it's unnecessary is what it really is. Okay. You have to go for honest news reporting. You have to go to Australia if you want news reporting about America. That's just how it works. It's like the old trick of if you want to read about CIA planes filled with heroin landing at Dover Air Force Base on the East Coast, well, you have to do that in like the Orange County Register. You'll read a report about that. You know, and vice versa. So it's similar. The same dynamic applies to international news. Kato Koshiro, Asian, I can't answer. But for Japanese, small faces. Oh, they make their faces smaller. But that sounds terribly painful. Yeah, the plastic surgery that American women do is generally not focused on changing the size of the face, but more so like doing something with cheekbones and removing a little chin waddle. For some reason, these women are obsessed with adding giant boobs, and that sometimes they make their asses look weird. Oh, not surgery, naturally small faces. Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, so that woman with the long in the face sort of thing, that was clearly her 10%, whatever, maybe 30% white. It's probably some big tall dude who's given her why so long in the face. Gave her horse face. The poor deer had horse face. Well, let's hear from this one. You're going to get some wild coverage.
Los Angeles is battling through the worst fires in its history.
Again, note the exercise we're doing. We're going to be looking at Los Angeles through the perspective of Sky News Australia. Okay.
At least 24 people have tragically been killed. More than 150,000 have been forced to flee their homes. 10,000 structures have been completely destroyed, including some of the country's most expensive real estate. And when the fires broke out...
Hey, did you... Oh, here she... Look at this bitch. By the way, look at these cat claws over here. Good Lord. Surrounded by Nogs. It's Nog Central. By the way, did you hear that drone footage just before that reminded me? Did you hear that a private unregistered drone had crashed with like an official registered drone? Yeah. So there must be out there somewhere. There must be amazing drone footage. I didn't bother to look, but that'd be great to find official or unofficial drone footage of all this LA shit. That must be wild. Wild. Anyway, yeah. All right, let's check it out.
Expensive real estate.
Let's look at Ronald McNoggle.
And when the fires broke out, LA Mayor Karen Bass was in Africa. And when she returned, instead of answering critical questions...
No. Instead of being in Los Angeles, she was Ghana. Get it? Instead of being in Los Angeles, she was Ghana. All right.
...questions from reporters, she chose to just ignore those questions... and stay silent.
Do you owe citizens an apology for being absent while their homes were burning? Do you regret cutting the fire department budget by millions of dollars, Madam Mayor?
Look, she's buffering. Buffering. You do live in the Matrix.
Have you nothing to say today?
Isn't that, that's just a generally strange reaction. I know people have spread this around on the ticks and the talks. But this is not really covered widely by U.S. media. They don't seem to focus on that. Maybe Jesse Waters played it. All right.
Have you absolutely nothing to say to the citizens today? Elon Musk says that you're utterly incompetent. Are you considering your position? Madam Mayor, have you absolutely nothing to say to the citizens today who are dealing with this disaster? No apology for them? Do you think you should have been visiting Ghana while this was unfolding back home?
And I'll say this too, not to defend this dumb broad, obviously, but Ghana's not the problem. Okay, this bitch belongs in Ghana. That's not my objection. She should have gone to Ghana and fucking stayed there. That's the first thing. The second thing is, this is your country on Jews. So you're looking at the replacement of competent whites with the NOG class, with the affirmative action class, I guess the new letters are DEI, whatever. It's all the same hate whitey shit. When someone says, what does woke mean? Don't lock up. Just say, oh, woke is anti-white. That's what's happening. Even right woke, right wokeism is anti-white. When James Lindsay points out woke, it's generally the dimension of woke that does not focus on anti-white. There are other aspects of woke. This fucking dumb nigger. This bitch would have been washing dishes in a truck stop diner. That's what she's cut out for. This one here would have been your local fry cook at McDonald's. Again, neither of which are bad jobs, I'm just saying. This is a situation in which these people have exceeded their abilities. Their grasp has exceeded their ability. Grasp. Shit. They didn't swing branch to branch, moving up the tree past Whitey. This is your country on Jews. Just install ruthlessly stupid niggers in all their incompetence into positions of authority where they're meant to delegate in sensible ways. And mind you, have a sort of habit of mind related to systems thinking, you know, like systemic quality control, fidelity checks, making sure shit gets done. Niggers are no good at this. Okay. The only type of detail oriented thinking niggers ever do is checking if their sneakers look good. Do my athletic shoes look good? Do my pumps, do my kicks, whatever the nigger word for sneakers is lately. That's the only detail they're any good at. Any sort of systemic oriented detail, no way are you going to get that out of blacks.
Karen Bass had a choice in that moment. Instead of fronting up and showing leadership, she ran away. Who else would like to know why she approved an $18 million budget cut for the LA Fire Department, why a major reservoir which holds 117 million gallons of water has been sitting empty for almost a year, which meant that smaller tanks were quickly exhausted and fire hydrants were running dry as firefighters risked their lives trying to save homes? And why did Karen Bass have nothing to say as the people of Los Angeles were going through the most horrifying experience that was made worse because of the government's mismanagement? Well, after ignoring reporters and showing no leadership at the start of this crisis, Karen Bass has posted a bizarre video where she appears slightly upbeat and even smiling as she tells the people of LA that she's seen the devastation.
Angelinos.
Oh, boy, here we go. All right. And like this woman, by the way, I don't know if she, I don't know. I've never been to Australia. Is this an Australian 10? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I've seen a lot of very pretty Australian people. Who the fuck knows? Are we about to play that, but John McCain's tumor, that's too sweet to let it pass by without comment. That's pretty good. When I said she's buffering, he wrote, she's installing her Microsoft update. Yeah, I had one of those today. Made me real nervous about getting on in time. Oh, Dan Simmons, she's an 8.5. I think she's quite lovely. But, yeah. Who knows? Maybe in Australia she's an 8.5, right? Because of the, you know, the women in contrast to her. Is it true, by the way, that they were taking men and not being terribly selective, but when it came to women, there was some sort of deliberate sorting. This is according to Tim Kelly of Our Interesting Times. There was a deliberate sorting to sort of push the hottest women to the front of the line for those who wanted to go to Australia. And that's why Australia has a particularly high quotient of lovely ladies. I don't know if this is true at all. But what is definitely true and unexplainable by any other sort of scenario is that English women on, you know, in the main are not as attractive as Australian women. So what other explanation could there be? Because there's literally English stock in Australia, right? So someone, there must have been some selecting is what I'm saying. But don't worry, this will soon all be undone if the Australians keep mixing with the human fauna over there. Wow. Those, by the way, the human fauna over there, some uniquely ugly, bipeds. I don't want to call them humans. They seem, boy, are they dull. Okay, someone's saying this woman's lips are fake. I don't know how we'd know that. Who knows? All right, let's continue and see this lunatic mayor.
Where she appears slightly upbeat and even smiling as she tells the people of LA that she's seen the devastation.
Angelenos, we're still going through it. And to any of you and all of you that have experienced a loss, the grief, the anger, the just utter shock, I've seen the devastation. It is unbelievable the amount of loss that people have experienced. But we have to get through this crisis, and I know that we will. I was at the Sylmar Command Post today, and I saw the work of our first responders and how they've been able to defeat the fires in certain areas. We know we still have much more to go, and we know the winds are going to kick up again. But we got to stick together. We got to stand strong.
And this is like one of those shitty, like you have a coach of a really shitty baseball team, and this is the coach giving the speech, the obligatory, like, upbeat, yeah, you can do it. And in his brain, he's like, oh, God, they suck. She does seem like she's about to laugh. She's laughing all the way at the bank. We know this much. Look at her fucking embroidered. What is this thing? Her embroidered Columbia.
And then we have to rebuild our city. We're the nation's second largest city, one of the greatest cities in the world.
Oh. Is that helpful? The people of LA don't need to be told that she's seen the devastation. They're all experiencing the heartbreak and devastation for themselves. They also don't.
Los Angeles strong in triple parentheses. Yeah, that's pretty great. Los Angeles strong. Right. Yeah.
Need to be told that LA is the nation's second largest city. They need answers, they need leadership, and they need to know why decisions were made that meant that LA was not prepared to fight these fires. Well, there are calls for Karen Bass to resign, and those calls are getting louder. Almost 100,000 people have signed a change.org petition demanding that she's...
Liebensraum says she's Buttermaker from the Bad News Bears. What is that? He was white, so they won. Oh, that's interesting. All right, let me go look this up. This book is Bad News Bears. I mean, I grew up, when I grew up, there were VHSs, but VHS tapes, but I don't recall that one. Hold on. Oh, dear. Okay, it's a 1976 film. Interesting. Okay, so it's about a shitty baseball team. All right, we got some old Jew staring at a kid. Okay, well, this could be, poof, this could be Epstein Island or the Bad News Bears. Very interesting. There you go, in case you want to be updated on your Odyssey lingo. It's like the Bad News Bears. Exactly. Mid. All right, we'll share here now.
He steps down due to the gross mismanagement of the fires. And Karen Bass isn't the only one facing calls to resign. President-elect Donald Trump is calling on the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, to stand down, writing on Truth Social, Governor Gavin Newsom refused to sign the Water Restoration Declaration put before him. He wanted to protect an essentially worthless fish called a smelt by giving it less water, but didn't care about the people of California. Now, the ultimate price is being paid. Now, Trump has been...
Okay, I don't mean to be ridiculous. How does this work, though? He wanted to protect the fish by giving it less water. Wouldn't that mean the people of California have more water? Trump, he just spitballs. Again, while this guy spitballs, he's just trying to influence the news cycle because Trump's big political hack in 2016 was entirely due to the fact that he gets it. This is ping pong for retards. He knows he's got to feed his base just so much red meat, not so much to get a real taste for it and expect too much in the way of results. We'll see if that still holds. I think people are expecting a lot of great things, and Trump is, of course, occupying the news cycle and tempering the expectations of everybody by announcing this H-1B shit. And all it's done is politically demotivate all of the Trump tards, or I should say the bulk of the Trump tards, And, you know, these are my people. These are people in my life. They, a lot of conservatives, are in my life. And so these people are pretty much, they're not angry enough to go do anything about it. They're just politically demotivated. They're like, it figures that there'd be some scheme about H-1B shit. That's what Trump is doing. So, he knows he's not going to have another January 6th revolution. They're not revolutionized. They're fucking politically demotivated, which, by the way, is just one aspect of the ping pong for retards. Sometimes you modulate public attention in that way where you just demotivate them. Sometimes you ramp them up. Sometimes you drive them wild. Sometimes you leave pallets of bricks in the streets and announce the unjust death of George Floyd. You know, it just depends what you do, but it's all ping pong for retards. That's what it is. All right. Oh boy, Dan Simmons being adventurous. Ate catfish tonight. Good Lord. I had catfish once. I'm not going back for that. Very oily fish. Not for me. I do dig on some cod. Cod. Nothing but butter. Boy, that's good. We continue.
Care about the people of California. Now, the ultimate price is being paid. Now, Trump has been criticizing Newsom's forest management for years. Back in 2019, he wrote, I told him from the first...
Okay, now you would think that they're pro-Trump, but of course what they're doing is giving both sides of the news cycle occupation. Oh, here's Gavin Newsom responding. This is totally not a green screen, everybody. Totally not a green screen.
Well, the state reservoirs here in Southern California, that mist.
Yes, everything. It's all happening. It's very real. We have the expert here. We have to have the expert. He's a professor of global futures. Oh, wow. Okay. And then you can't live without, look at this, can't live without the man on the street. And in this case, literally the man on the street. It looks like a dude. More than 14,000 personnel deployed. Well, it seems like you needed water, not more personnel, but sure, whatever you say. By the way, Serbian Bill, God damn this chat. Serbian Bill, can you do that again? I can't seem to go back up that far. Seeing your link to XRP to the moon made me think about the link you put in earlier. Something about the trogs. Could you repost that for me? And then this way I'll open that nigga up. Yeah, let's do that. Speaking of opening it up, let's go over to F to the T to the J. What's up, buddies? All right, over here now. We did get our N tower. And the greatest thing is the Josh Who gave the R. And boy, did he give R. Lots of R. Lots of R. Of an expert giving us sheet. Bushmaster 6A, that was my fault about, who knows, it's FTJ. Something happened where people were not able to log into the show earlier. That's weird, but I'm glad you're here now. Excellent that you're here now. And thank you, Bushmaster 6A. Always very helpful, supporting what he wants to see more of in the world. That's how it works. What you don't support goes away. So we're glad for people like Bushmaster 6A with the 1488. Thanks, buddy. Josh Who is going to figure it out. Somehow got set to premium only. It's fixed now. So we're all good to go. Yeah. Low IQ on full display. Yes, it's also low IQ. It's obstinance. It's a nigger caught in the headlights. You've heard of deer caught in the headlights. Well, that was the nigger caught in the headlights. The original Bad News Bears had Walter Mandau. Oh, he corrects it. Sorry. Walter Matthau is the coach. Is he Jewish? He looked just in that image, looked Jewish. I don't know. I don't know anything about Walter Matthau. Nate Walters in the Hizal. What's up, buddy? All right. Oh, boy. All right, let's see. Serbian Bull, did you repost that? Oh, here we go. Oh, no, it says no link, my man. It just says tuber retarded obese gay say in him. I thought you had a link with that. Oh, well. It'll show up or it won't. Maybe someone else put the fucking link in there. Yeah. Oh, see, my guess was right. Okay. Lebensraum saying he was a kike. Oh, wow. Okay, well, yeah, Walter Mathau, Walter Mathau looked in the image like he's got a Jew nose. Oh, 10% up. It looks good. Sell it, LOL. There was no link with that. Okay, someone put a fucking Trog link in earlier. No, I'll have to go find it later. This is not conducive to live, you know, whatnot. Here you go. Man on the street. Gobbling on the street. Bagark. We couldn't get by without that. And wouldn't you know, the New World Agenda in full view. Look at that. Firefighters from Mexico and Canada were assisting.
To the ground. God. So many, in fact.
Oh, thank God. Here we go. Property owned by Kamala Harris at risk. Whoa, now we won't sleep. All right. Here we go. I got the worried Jew broads fleeing from the hills. Okay, that's about it, right? We don't need to see all of this. Property of Kamala Harris. Okay, well, we're all really upset about that. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. You can see a less intimate video.
Listen to law enforcement and their evacuation note.
By the way, can we check this out? This woman, I mean, I don't know what's going on, what you're smoking, what you're drinking, that voice. I'm a little jealous. It's a very deep voice. And look at this pear-shaped retard doing the hand motions and the facial interpretations here, right? Now, she has him. I guess literally, this is wild. I did not know this. Each and every one of these fucking people has their own interpreter travel with them. You would think for an event, they would just have one interpreter up there, right? I don't know. Let's take a look. Go to the person before her. And, okay, this guy was for two. Now he's making me look like a douchebag. All right, here we go. Look at this. So this guy travels with, I guess this guy, he's going to try out for the Godfather 4. Rich Voss, everybody, is the interpreter.
Over or their here. Medication. But that line became...
There you go. So you got... right. You see the situation. This woman here, if she were less angry and loosened up a little, I think without the glasses, she'd probably be okay. Okay. Should be back.
As we've mentioned, the National Weather Service is predicting close to hurricane force level winds.
Yeah, I saw it was frozen on my end, actually, that time. This dude's got gauges. Isn't that called ear gauging when you make the ears real big? Like, it's super weird.
And so we're making urgent preparations. My top priority and the priority.
This is so distracting. I'm sorry for the deaf people, but this has got to stop. Shouldn't these people be in a little picture in the corner, right? Isn't that what it used to be? Just like a little teeny image of them. Now they're taking up the whole stage and you got big fat guys. Yeah, McNabb bros up here. McNabb bros. That's fucking great. And he's up here doing his face and the hands and the whole routine.
Of everyone else is to do everything we can to protect lives.
Dude, it's fucking nuts. Okay, let's go look at the next one. Oh, we got this guy.
Have been under threat and we are continuing to hold.
Why do all these women have deep voices? So this is the one that, okay, so she's got this toy she travels around with, and he does the hand signs for probably other things.
Santa Monica has lifted their evacuation orders, and downgraded to warnings in North San Vicente.
All right, she's nervous. She should be home with her children, but it said she's here. And spinning again. Unbelievable. All right, I think we're back. Frozen again. All right, let's make sure it doesn't stay frozen. Oh, grumpy old men. That I've heard of. Now, that I've heard of. Oh, okay. That was the Walter. Okay. That was the Walter Matthau figure. Okay, that I've seen. I watched that with my dad. Grumpy old men. Yeah. I believe it had Jack Lemmon, right? Didn't it have Jack Lemmon in that? He was also in Glengarry Glen Ross, right? Okay. All right, well, let's continue, shall we?
Probation was denied today for a local mother of three who ran a multi-million dollar retail crime ring targeting Ulta Beauty.
Okay, now if you can guess, as you know, that there are tons of crime rings across this nation that involve Jews hoarding goods, and they send niggers out to go do their theft rings, and then they bring all the product back to the Jews, and they get paid pennies on the dollar. We all know about this. There's been news piece after news piece. In New York City, for example, had a couple of very big Jew scams being run that way. So we're about to hear about the retail theft ringleader who's going to serve 5 years in prison. It's even a rare case where the woman gets more time than the man. Okay, so initially you'd be watching this and you'd be thinking, first of all, why did they hire this woman to do the news? And then you'd be thinking, oh, I'm about to see one of these Jew retail theft ringleaders go down for the count. I'm rubbing my hands together.
Instead, her new home, for the next several years at least, will be state prison.
And good luck. She's remanded into the custody of the sheriff forthwith for transportation.
All right, now you're thinking, like, wait a second, is it this Gabalina woman? Did they take this mid-Mexican and they lock her ass up? But no, look back here. Okay, past what looks like her lawyer is the woman. Oh, wait a second. I think it's blonde hair. Oh, maybe it's a Jew broad who bleached her hair blonde. Let's see.
Michelle Mack and her husband both pleaded.
Wait a second. Oh, wait a second. This looks like a white lady. This looks like a white lady.
Guilty last summer in exchange for 5-year sentences. But in her husband's case, he only had to serve 1 year of his sentence in custody. The other four, he could serve out on probation. This after.
Oh, I see. Look, when it's a white woman and her white husband, they would have him locked up. Interesting. I'll see. When it's a white woman, then we bust the ring and we send the woman away for more than half a decade, and you send the husband away for 1 year. Okay, so I've been telling you there's a war on women, and this business of the Karens and all this is going to have an effect. In a pre-Karen era, there's no way this woman would have been going away, A, more years than her husband, and B, for more than 5 fucking years for shit that goes on every day with niggers and Jews.
Afternoon, San Diego County Judge Dwayne Mooring denied probation for Michelle Mack, sentencing her to serve all 5 years in state prison. State police officers arrested the married couple about a year ago for running a national retail theft operation out of their mansion in Bonsall. Michelle admitted she oversaw about a dozen people who stole millions of dollars worth of high-end makeup.
All right, look, it's kind of like a Darwin Award. I mean, so you get a mansion from stealing all the shit, and then you literally have the shit in your mansion? like, you know, not that I encourage this sort of, I'm just saying it's, it does seem excessively stupid that you wouldn't have a, like a second location where all the shit is stored. I don't know. There you go. Kind of crazy. And an R was $6. Thanks, buddy. They all these niggas so broke. I've been hit by trog damage, but I still got a few bucks for our guys. Thanks, man. Step up, WNs. Well, I don't know. Hopefully they listen to you, NNR. There's something about January. Everyone must feel it. They must feel like, oh, Davis has, he's trying to do this full time. And we're going to make sure, we're going to make sure he feels the pain. That's what they're up to. That's what they're up to. Yeah. They're putting me on a diet. They're like, Davis, you're going to lose that 5 pounds of Christmas chub. You're going to take that right off. And we're going to make sure you don't have enough for your groceries. That's what we're going to do. There you go. Yeah. High-level thieving 101, never flaunt your money. Yeah, that does seem stupid to buy, first of all, to buy a mansion, right? And second of all, to not distance yourself from the stolen shit inside the mansion. It's pretty fucking stupid. But at the same time, my point stands. It's a racial war. It's a war on white women. Because this Karen shit has penetrated our culture so deeply in the war on white women, you notice that this time the election around, not even lip service being given to the white women because, yeah, it's a war on white women. Treating them as completely illegitimate. We can't fucking have this. We can't fucking have it. When you hear someone say this Karen shit, by the way, I don't expect much from white people, but I would expect you to correct that shit. I would expect you to say, listen, I'm not going to have you doing that around me. And when they say, what do you mean? I'm just saying white woman. Just be like, yeah, that's a word intended to denigrate our white women. So keep that nigger shit somewhere else. That's what it ought to be. That's what you ought to say to them. Keep your nigger shit somewhere else, okay? We have criticisms of white women, and white women have criticisms of white men. How about you Jews and niggers stay the fuck out of it? We'll handle this. We'll handle it. Always honest. Oh, thanks, dear. She gave $14.88. Thank you. Oh, my, Bushmaster 6A saying they did not deserve Sophia Loren in part two, though. Way out of their league. She was in Grumpy. Oh, see, I didn't even know there's a part two. I watched part one with my dad. Well, thank you, Always Honest. Really appreciate that. Okay. Kick Chef telling us doctors be picking my pockets and shit. Oh, yeah. No, no. Believe me, I understand the situation we're in. I probably should unironically start a Rumble channel called Bomb, 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 Bomb Iran and just go on and talk about that for 15 minutes a day. And I wonder if the money would roll in. Yeah, I don't know. So I understand the situation we're in. This is a counter-Semitic message, so it's automatically going to be relegated to the trash heap by Normie Sphere Media. And this is the point. We're trying to make an alternative ecosystem of media so you don't even have to access that poisonous shit. You know, there's an argument to be made that I shouldn't even be doing what I'm doing, where I play news and do media deconstruction, because there is a good argument for the fact that just mere consumption of ordinary media, media designed to attack you, to denigrate you, to fucking psyop you, to program you, or to deconstruct your whiteness, that just any brush up against that shit, there's a good argument that it's not healthy. So, yeah, I mean, I get that. But I think media deconstruction is terribly important because it's a lot like I've given this example before, so I'll make it quick. You can teach children to be consumers of media. And it literally changes how they see their entire digital world. My kids, when they used to see the same commercials as all other kids, and these commercials would make them want to like buy the shit, or they want to have the shit in the commercial. So they'd see a commercial for some sugar cereal or some plastic little toy, And then, you know, each and every time these things are desired, these things are programmed to trigger the desires of children. Say, I want that, I want that, I want that. Okay. So my kids always knew that you weren't going to get everything you wanted, but you're going to get everything you need. And occasionally you'll get what you want. So we played the game called Sugar or Plastic. And while watching commercials together, all you have to do is ask your kids, okay, that was a commercial. Were they selling sugar or plastic? And it keeps them on their toes, and it forces them to engage in a type of metacognition where they're like, oh, they're thinking about the people who put this commercial together and what they were thinking and how they wanted me to think watching it. And this was incredibly useful in defusing the children's desire to buy sugar and plastic. Okay, it doesn't mean I never got them sugary cereals, right? And that doesn't mean they never got toys, but it meant that if they knew what the commercial was trying to do, but then could give a good reason for wanting something anyway, they usually got it. But those expressed desires reduced by like 99% as soon as you make them do sugar or plastic. Well, it's the same thing for media consumption with our folks. I think if we can play the sugar or plastic game on all media consumption, it won't be so poisonous to brush up against this this normie media designed to deconstruct your whiteness and to program you, and mostly to re-indoctrinate you, to reify the indoctrination in an anti-white system. That's what the bulk of news is made to do. And when it's not doing that, it's of course just occupying your time in ping pong for retards. That's really what it's doing. There you go. Serving Bill. My dad literally was the grumpy old man. Oh, that's funny. John McCain's tumor, big Sophia Loren fan, saying she was pretty damn smoking hot. Italian chicks are a handful, however. Oh, my. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I was involved with one, and just one Italian girl, and that was enough for me. Yeah, they're a handful. There's no other way to say it. A goddamn handful. Yeah. In fact, it reminds me of what, not to empathize too much with our boy Pete Hegseth here, our boy. See, I did that with a little tongue in cheek there. This is pretty much what he was dealing with. This seemed familiar to me. I'll just say this here. Here we go. Excellent. All right. We got it pulled up. Okay, it reminds me a lot of, again, the one and only time I ever got involved with an Italian woman, and we weren't like officially anyway, so we were like going together and ended up fooling around with her friend. And that's what it sounded like on the, if there was a car ride and both of them were in the car, and this is what it sounded like. This. Okay. And boy, it was like Common Enemy on your boy Davis. There was no talking your way out of it. You just had to sit there like Hegseth. Yes, right. Okay, I hear you. Okay. God, is this over yet? Oh, Jerry in 1981 does the same thing with his daughter. It's called Is It Made in China? Exactly. There you go. Yeah, because children, it's normal for children to want to try new things. So, of course, sugary cereals, while not a plus, you got to let your kid have some cereals, you know. And when it comes to different sort of baubles and plastic stuffs, there can be legitimate reasons kids want certain games or little toys and treats. You have to feed a child's interest too. And there's this thing around 11 years old. So I have two kids that already passed the 11-year-old mark, and we have a little one running around here. So she's just about to start walking. And the two who already passed 11, those two right around 11, I don't know if this is common for everybody, but at least for my kids, around 11 years old, they became intensely interested in one thing. I mean, intensely interested in one thing. With my son, it was everything was computers, PC. He wanted to take them apart. We'd go into the dumps and picking up old PCs because they had like an electronics section next to dishwashers that broke down. You could go pick up PC parts. And he was building his own shit and putting towers together, intensely interested. And then he wanted a soldering iron, and then he wanted a voltage meter, and then he wanted – anyway, so it goes from there. But it all began – at 11 years old. And for my daughter, the same thing. It's some intense interest she had. But hers, of course, was veterinary medicine and all that. That was a flush. That was a flush because she did her schooling. She went so far even as to have an internship. So all of that. And I wasn't mad at her. I completely understood. She says, I don't think I can handle the lifetime of the euthanizing the animals. So we had a heart to heart. And I said, well, I understand, honey. Yeah. You can't go do that if you can't go do that. So she switched up the majors. And, you know, you got to flush. Sometimes you just got to flush, you know, good money after bad. Because, you know, you love somebody. And you want to find what's right for them. But anyway, that all started around 11. So feed your kids' interest, especially around 11. Anything else before then, it's just, they just kind of like stuff for 5 minutes maybe and whatever. Kids can get into, you name it, horse riding, skateboarding, whatever. And it's either going to be something that is a passing interest or something that's enduring. And you never fucking know. You can't tell. There's no way to tell at the beginning. You just never know. All right. Elizabeth Warren should rent canoes and take her friends there to recreate the Lewis and Clark expedition. There you go. John McCain's tumor is up to real trouble tonight. Now, none of these women are Italian, so far as I know, but that's what it sounds like when you make an Italian woman upset. It's on and on, day and night and on and on. Until you extricate yourself from that problem. Okay. Let's stop sharing that. Let's hit some quick news. Quick. Oh, bam. Okay, so maybe not Elon. TikTok's new suitor is former Dodgers owner Frank McCourt. So one way or another, this TikTok shit is changing hands one way or another. You know who, Jonathan Greenblatt, wants to be the referee. That's how this works. Okay. Someone sent me a link to, I don't know who this guy is. I'm just going to show you who it is. So I had to go make a fucking, Galactic Emperor of the Crab Nebula over here, Davis Lerman. To see this link. Okay. OpenAI's latest confession. They're losing money on pro subs. That's just the tip of the iceberg. The numbers are wild. Whoa. 700,000 burned daily on ChatGPT. 5 billion in losses last year. 20 billion of investor money consumed. I don't know if all this is true, but boy, this is not good. More users, bigger losers. 200 a month isn't even covering the cost. I had no idea there was a fucking subscription for $200 a month. You've got to be shitting me. Each new customer bleeds more money. The Silicon Valley delusion. They burned up the funding, promise profits someday, and keep asking for more. All right, here's his reality check. Here's why this was sent to me. When your flagship product loses money and you're burning 700K daily, you're not disrupting tech. You're disrupting the common sense. Okay, well, this is not – yeah, this is true. Very, very strange. They predict $100 billion in revenue by 2029. Maybe they should ask ChatGPT for a reality check. Yeah, you never know. And here's an actual Sam Altman, ex post. Insane thing. We are currently losing money. Wow. Okay, listen. Yeah, I don't know where this goes. I mean, people keep telling me it's here and it's here to stay. I don't know. It seems it's resource dependent. It gobbles up energy like a motherfucker. It seems more well-suited to a government project. But then again, that's what Silicon Valley is. So I suppose it makes sense. It makes a kind of sense. Yeah. Altman, the sister raping kike. Well, you got, you're beyond me with that reference. Oh, let's see. Yeah. Here we go.
Sorry, my voice is very raspy.
Right. So Jay Ray says, my five-year-old boy at the time, he knew knew every state capital, and then Pokemon. Yes. Yeah, kids go through phases, man. It's just going to be what it is. If it's Pokemon, it'll. If it's not Pokemon, it'll be something else. Hegseth is a fucking Turbo Zio. Yeah, I was not empathizing with Hegseth except in the women clucking thing. Yeah, Hegseth is a piece of shit, and he's probably not going to be endorsed or whatever. So we'll see. We'll see, Hegseth. The confirmation hearing held by the Senate Committee on Armed Services taketh and they giveth and they taketh away. So there you go. Yeah. Oh, you're going to get a pro subscription tonight. Check you out. I think you're being tongue-in-cheek, but sure. Sam Altman, his sister's on YouTube, X, and OnlyFans, has talked about Sam raping her. Oh, my God, I forgot about that. Yes, right. The debate was, is she mentally ill? Or did Sam Altman rape his sister repeatedly? And I'm thinking, why can't both be true? Right? Or being raped maybe makes you mentally ill. Like, that's also a good hypothesis. That's right. Very strange. Strange family dynamic over there. Ah, yes. All right. Well, at least we got to see a drunk Hawaiian calling Pete Hegseth out for being drunk. Or if she wasn't drunk, I don't know what's going on there. There's a lot happening. Also, inside Mark Zuckerberg's sprint to remake Meta for the Trump era. Whoa. This dude's looking douchier by the day, by the way. What a fucking douche. And he's looking more Jewy by the day, isn't he? Oh, boy. This is the only guy, by the way, who can hit the weight room and look worse. What a douche. Oh, my God, they're at it again. Okay, look at this. If we can believe anything Gateway Pundit has to say, look at this. You got bird flu, be very afraid. You got CDC warns and rise of rare rabbit fever. Wow, spreading in the U.S. Oh, boy, we're all in for it. Well, this is good. We can line up for the bird flu vax, we can get the vax, the don't get a vax, and we can also get the rabbit fever vax. Vax is for everyone. Fasci serious, he does think Sam molested his sister. Well, I'm serious too. Yeah, when I first heard about it, I thought, why can't both be true? She's nuts and he raped her. He raped her and made her nuts, or maybe she was nuts all along and raped her. I don't know. I wouldn't put it past Sam Altman. He gives me a serious creep vibe. Yes, and the kikes are certainly known for this inbreeding. That's what you get when you take a Bronze Age people and you put them in the middle of your civilization at their zenith, and they're running everything through influencing operations and outright control. It's kind of nuts. Yeah, I recently had an interaction, you know, mentioning my my family and friends and all, and, you know, who they are. So I had one of these debates about Greater Israel, and I mean, not really. I barely engage, but it's like batting down Nerf balls. So it was all about the usual Israel greatest ally routine. They're repeating whatever Sean Hannity said, I guess. So, of course, you can't get anything out of these people about, like, so what is the national security interest in Israel? Like, can you lay this out? They can't lay it out, okay? They have no fucking idea, and they want to deny that Jews are controlling our foreign policy. They've got it in their heads that we control Israel, if you can believe this, okay? So here's a good – here's like a nice, easy litmus test. You simply run through – the six out of the seven countries that Wesley Clark announced. And you just sort of going down the list and you're reminding him, like, now remember, conquering this country only helps Israel. Okay. Cause it was Netanyahu that kicked all of this off. He's literally the dude who presented the seven countries in 5 years plan. And then that filtered through the Senate Select Committee. And then that went all the way through to Wesley Clark's memo. This is where it all began. You can literally track it back like this. And then you ask them, so why is it that we keep defeating Israel's enemies, but you won't be convinced that Israel controls our foreign policy? And then eventually the overlap is just too much for anyone to deny because there's never a national security interest for America. It always comes at the expense of America to benefit Israel. And then you put the little icing on top and you remind them that this poor beleaguered country of Israel has an average income, you know, they do these average income things of per person. In other words, this would be like if each person were an economic unit, you divide up the GDP and then you normalize the figure based on incomes and who's working, who's not working. And the average income in Israel is 85,000. The average income in America is 38,000. So why is it we're giving these fucking people money? None of this would be happening, by the way, if we didn't fund all this. Okay. If we didn't fund all this, none of this would be happening. In fact, if we didn't fund all this, Israel would still just be a shitty patch of desert full of Jews and their maniacal plans, but it wouldn't have gone this far. No fucking way. So again, who's running what? Don't give me this, the fucking dog is wagging the tail. This is clearly the tail is wagging the dog. It couldn't be more fucking clear. And to top all that, we're looking at rabid fever now. Okay, I guess. Ah, they're desperate to lock up the goyim again and inject them with more experimental mRNA death jabs. Maybe. I don't deny they're cooking up more weird mRNA shit. I can tell you, I'm death jab free. I can tell you that. You could do what you want, but I wouldn't advise it. And I don't give medical advice, but boy, that I'd be like, just think this shit over. Fasci. My grandpa used to tell me stories that there was a rabbit outbreak in the U.S., clubbed to death millions of rabbits. Well, that doesn't sound good. In fact, I'm kind of convinced that these people that work in these slaughterhouses and the people, let's say, that were clubbing to death millions of rabbits. This got to change a person, right? I don't know. I could club niggers to death before I could club these little rabbit guys. Look at these little mugs. Yeah, I could want to club that little mug. So cute. Tell you what, I would rather have billions of rabbits than billions of Jeets and Muslims. Exactly. Exactly. Oh, look at this. Very strange, by the way. So, two odd pieces here. Okay. We have the Free Thought Hall, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dissolves honorary board and spat over trans issue. Okay. So, some free thinker has written an article. Dig this. Jerry Coyne, who argued that, strangely, transgender women are more sexually predatory than other women. Well, this is obviously because transgender women have high testosterone despite taking altering hormones. Okay, well, this is the revolution eating itself, okay? Sure, there's ping pong for retards, but there are other aspects. There are other influences at work. There are other dynamics at play. And one of them is there comes a point where the revolution does eat its own. And here you have a great example where Jew Jerry Coyne argues the obvious point that transgender women are more sexual predatory than other women. And the freedom, the Free Thought Hall, look at the image, for the Freedom of Religion Foundation, Freedom From Religion Foundation, dissolves the board. Okay, well, this is the revolution eating its own. Now, this is super strange here. Look at this. We have a statement from the National Security Council spokesperson on anomalous health incidents. Dig on this. I'm going to give you guys the link in both chats because this could have been a whole show here, what you're about to see. But there comes a point we don't want to flirt with tedium at the risk of boring people to the point where they careen off the road in a fiery ball of death. So instead, we'll discuss it briefly, and I'll give you the we'll do the TDLR we'll do the TLDR, whatever the fuck it is. All right, Ponzi Mobile, right after Always Honest. Thanks for your help, Always Honest. Ponzi Mobile gives 5. Thanks, buddy. Says, Heil, boys. Thanks for the show, Lerman. Buy more ammo. Good advice, good advice. All commercials rotate mixed-race couples in pharmaceuticals. That's right. That is the formula. Mixed-race, big pharma. Mixed-race, big Jew pharma. Negro in furniture ad, big Jew pharma. Sometimes you don't even know what the big pharma is advertising. It's really weird, but everyone looks happy. That's all they know. Everyone is happy. It looks like this TV thing is like a little slice of heaven if you just take the big Jew pharma. You got to take the Jew pharma, and then everything will be all right. All right. Maria Callas. Now, Bushmaster is challenging me here. Who is this? Let me go look up Maria Callas. Just going to be someone lovely or someone fugly. Oh, I see. An American and Greek soprano. Oh, an opera singer. Okay, well, yes. Opera has been known to make grown-ass men come to tears. It's possible. I'll share. Why not? Here we go. But yes. She must be, right, I think she's famous for her voice. She sort of looks like Joan Crawford's less attractive sister, but she probably had a great voice, there's no doubt. Here's one of the most beautiful women on the planet. All right, shouldn't look so great there, I'll admit, but boy, when you see her just right, Olga Kurylenko. My goodness. Images? Oh, there you get a nice cross-section. Oh, my goodness. Boy, she's lovely. Boy, oh boy. Even now, she still looks good. Mira. Oh, Russian. Oh, no. Uh-oh. Vladdy Daddy Putin shill. Oh, Lerman, you're a Vladdy Daddy shill. You think Olga Kurylenko is pretty. Okay, what are you going to do, guys? What are you going to do? Back to... Okay, what is an anomalous health incident? Right, well, let's figure this out.
Okay.
Anomalous health incidents reported by colleagues, convening departments, investigating, including the Havana Act. Okay, if you remember what this Havana Act focused on, it was the supposed attack of an embassy in Havana. By microwaves, Russian Vladdy Daddy Putin microwaves were attacking people in the embassy. And they were showing anomalous health effects. Okay, well, they're still on this. We have experts panel. Okay, that's interesting, is it not? Me, redacted, for your benefit, redacted. Psychosocial factors. Oh, interesting. They're concerned about all forms of radiation. When it's them, they're concerned about all forms of radiation. And look at this. Ultrasound, audible sound. And bulk heating from electromagnetic are all implausible explanations for the core characteristics in the absence of other synergistic stimuli. That's a fancy way of saying, even though this last one sounds nuts, it's the most likely. Wild. Wild. You know, if they put this sort of data collection analysis effort into the mRNA, we probably wouldn't have all these ill-affected people. But when it comes to people in the White House, then it's, you know, they're going to break out all of the stops. Here we go. They're going to figure it out, folks. They have anomalous health concerns. They're probably just getting the side effects of the fucking vaccines is what the reason I bring this up. Very, very strange, okay? It's not the fucking Havana effect. No one's hitting them with microwaves. Give me a fucking break. You need long-term clinical follow-up because you've taken every vaccine under the sun and all the fucking updates. You've been the first in line because you're system shill retards. Pretty transparent explanation. I don't know. It doesn't seem that complicated. You are amongst the most vaccine compliant, and you're experiencing anomalous health effects. Like you tell me what's happening here. Is it Havana microwave radiation, or did you just get side effects from the vaccines you take? I don't know. I think we can figure this out if we really try, guys. I think we can. We can figure it out. Me, Billy Bew. EMP for thee, not for me. Thank you. Look it up. Yep. All right. Look up habanero. Oh, really? That must be something she sung. Is that it? Habanero. Yes, let's get Olga. We need to get Olga Kirilenko off the screen. Boy, she's very distracting. Me, Billy Bew. Uh-oh. Wait, you mean this says it's a pungent chili pepper. Weird. All right. Looks like I've been trolled by the great Bushmaster 6A. Nicely done. Nicely done, Bushmaster. All right. I'm going to clean up a few links and be right back.
Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Mr. Lerman.
If I have to, I have to.
Yes.
But I really hate
Davis Lerman.
He likes to stare at crotches.
Mm. Yes, Daddy, yes. All
right, Perspective Radio with Davis Lerman.
Would you like to know more?
Davis Lerman and the Right Perspective. The Right Perspective. Right Perspective.
All right, we got the Race First White Pagan. Hey, buddy. He's in here. And we also have... Well, we've been mentioning Fasci, but I swear I saw another name in here. Fox Die, Lebensraum, we've mentioned. Yes, I did see that Lebensraum. Not that I've seen it yet, but I've downloaded it. The Modern Politics Breaking Down Project Esther. I'm proud to say I was amongst the first to popularize Project Esther, and then it did the rounds. Project Esther is fucked up. There's no doubt about it. Sign of the times. It's what the Jews like to do. Wasn't that Olga girl in a Mr. Bean movie? I think so, yeah. I think so. She's also been a Bond girl. She was in the movie Hitman. She's just outrageously attractive. And not for any of the normal American standards of beauty, like vis-a-vis like hot beach models in that Baywatch type thing. She's not a Jessica Rabbit type. She's generally slender, a fit type, and doesn't have big, massive, sloppy bubbas flopping around. Ah, I think he meant La Bamanera from George Burnett, sung by Maria Callas. Oh, look at that. Okay. Interesting. Well, that's good to know. Let me see if I can do a right-click search. It'll be the easiest way to do that. Bam, it worked. There we go. From George Spitz's opera, Carmen. Oh, from Carmen. Okay. Lerman, you uncultured douche. It's from Carmen, for God's sake. Oh, here we go. We got the puppy. Oh, boy. Hold on.
We'll be right back. Stay right there.
Let me go ahead.
Is this a meaningless victory?
It's an army.
You're on your own as usual.
The right perspective.
The right perspective.
The right perspective.
The right perspective.
Daddy, yeah.
Okay. There we go. Puppy out the door. All right, lay down, silly. No. Okay. Oh, not now. I'm sorry. Uh-oh. Just wants to be held, but then I'll be like a foot away from the microphone. That's not going to work. Not the yell back here. That's not good. Thug Shaker is totally sane. Well, we'll be the judge of that. Let's check it out. Oh, God. This bitch really is nuts. Now she's doing like a Laurie Anderson look, which is an insult to Laurie Anderson. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. This reminds me, I've not asked Queen Thugshaker in a long time. I've been harassing her. I keep asking her, will she do a cake fart video? Just to bug her. I don't want a cake fart video from Queen Thugshaker. I don't want a cake fart video from anyone. Well, not anyone. Is there a ScarJo cake fart video? I'm not so sure. But I'm kidding. All right, I'll get off that for a second. Let's go over here to present and share the Thugshaker with you. This is Rachy Thugshaker, the nut job, who was pretending to be like our girl for a while. And we from the outset thought it was contrived because she literally took phrases you might get as Google results when you look up things like fascism, alt-right, neo-Nazi, national socialist. You put those kind of things in and you end up getting, believe it or not, things like fascism now. With Eric Stryker, and she literally had fascism now on there. Okay, no one's saying fascism now anymore. That was an old Eric Stryker broadcast. Anyway, it was clearly and transparently an op, and now she's up to this. Okay, let's see what Queen Thugshaker's doing.
The e-boy BWC is not real. It can't hurt me. The e-boy BWC in my DMs is not real. It can't hurt me. I am telling myself this. I am calm. The e-boy BWC in my DMs can't hurt me.
Okay, she's worried about e-boys, big white penises. So, who did that? My gay boyfriend will not be happy. See, no one even knows she's talking. She's on a whole other level. Yeah, she is just ick. But again, the hair is, she's doing a Laurie Anderson thing. It's very upsetting to Laurie Anderson, I'm sure. I'm sure that's not making, here, I'll show you Laurie Anderson. But, we could find a picture of her from back in the when. Oh, here she is. Yes. Just a nice Scandinavian lady. So here's Laurie Anderson. See the hair poking in all directions. Very much her signature thing. Laurie Anderson, the performance artist, the violinist, many things to many people. But not so much with Queen Thugshaker.
E-boy BWC is not real. It can't hurt me. The e-boy BWC in my DMs is not real. It can't hurt.
So I guess she's getting like penis images, and this is making her do a shtick. What a weird Jew flag. Well, that's what you get. I mean, this is X. Now, this bitch is not going to be kicked off X. But they'll kick our guys off all fucking day long. You know you're getting that over at X. That's what you're getting at X. So it's about to all tighten down, by the way. Ah, Greek shipping magnate Aristotle Onassis divorced her to marry Jackie Kennedy, thus became Jackie O. Jackie Onassis, I get it. Ballbusters, here he is. If my dog stares at crotches and I respect my dog, then I respect Lerman. A to B implies C. There you go. I deserve that. Yeah, that is weird. That's a weird break. I admit it, but it's just meant to put together some incongruent things and make you pay attention long enough that I come back and you're still there. So that's all. Bushmaster, let me know. Yeah, she does. I don't know if she has actual Asperger's, dude. I'll tell you, but I think she might. I don't know. She just seems like a weird Jew broad. That's who Rachy Queen Thug Shaker is. That's who Rachy Queen Thug Shaker is. She might be genuinely afraid of the BWC or whatever she's. Yeah, she's afraid of the white penises, I guess. What do you want me to tell you? Me, Billy B. Oh, everyone's heard this. Ooh, and on StreamYard, that probably sounds terrible, but you get the idea. Everyone's heard this. She has an outrageous voice. So she's one of these ladies that could break a mirror or break your dinner glass or your wine glass, I suppose. Huh. Right. Well, it's training, but it's also clearly people are born with that. Some are born with that. Some are not. Some are born with nothing. Like this one. Nothing but her Judaism. Purely powered, dressing in man clothes, acting like a spurg. This bitch has more viewers than me.
I am telling myself this. I am calm. The e-boy BWC in my DMs can't hurt me.
I also don't believe her. I think she's probably, dipping down on plenty of BWC. She's probably doing the whole Laura Loomer thing, 2.0. That's what's going on. By the way, Serbian Bull sent me what appears to be it looks like Laura Loomer, sort of. I don't know if this is real or not, but I won't be subjecting my audience to images of Laura Loomer in her underpants or in less. It's not happening. I could just say what I've seen so far is very disturbing, and I don't think I'll ever be the same, so I don't want to do that to you. Really. I'm not exaggerating. This was really something. I thought to myself, well, it's nice that he sent me the other images, but the Laura Loomer one was like canceled everything else out. He sends me images of, and he did this on purpose, I'm sure. So he sent Laura Loomer, and then beautiful woman, beautiful woman, beautiful woman, beautiful woman, beautiful woman, and outrageously beautiful woman. So, and it worked. It worked. I was still, by the end of the last beautiful woman, I was still thinking of the horrible visage of Laura Loomer in her black underwear. Just too much. Too much. Wow. Look at this. Is this supposed to be a fake beard?
You have a beard. No one's gonna marry you, Hernan. Like, you have a beard. No one's gonna date you, Hernan. You have a beard. No one's gonna be your boyfriend, Hernan. You have a beard. You are not a preference to a lot of men. And then I'll get like really feminine men message me, but that's not who I'm attracted to. I like really masculine men because I am very soft. I'm so different to what you see. Like on TV, you know, on TV.
I've never seen you on TV.
Have you not? But no, generally, you'll see, oh, she's strong. She's, you know, what she's talking about is very powerful, whatever people say. But then at home, I'm very quiet. You know, I'm very feminine. I'm very soft. People don't get to see that side of me, you know? But no, it has been difficult. Where I wanted to be married and have kids, I would never be a single mom. That's not what I've ever wanted. Uh-huh. No one's going to marry you, her not.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, we have the guy for her. Here you go. Here's the guy for you.
The e-boy BWC is not real. It can't hurt me. The e-boy BWC in my DMs is not real. It can't hurt.
Does this bitch have one ear is gauged out like Alex McNabb? That is so weird.
Hurt me. I am telling myself this. I am calm. The e-boy BWC in my DMs can't hurt me.
Okay. Serbian Bull said about the last video. She looks simultaneously looks like a grandma and a terrorist. Yeah, it really is like grandma terrorist. Look at Robbie. And this has got to be a put on. Dude, she is shaving that Fu Manchu situation happening here. Look at this. That is a trimmed out pencil thin beard and mustache. It just seems kind of like a put on, but it could be real. This world is crazy. This, see what happens when you take the mRNA shot. See? And Alex Jones says it's no, it's not from the mRNA. It's because she put her store receipts in her mouth, and it's the bisphenol A. It's making the frogs gay and giving this bitch a beard. Yeah. Could be. God damn. All right, listen, it's wild out there. It's sick. It's getting sicker by the minute. And what can we do except keep speaking truth to Jew power? Yeah. Truth to Jew power. And for those who think like, well, Lerman, you're just talking, you're flapping your gut. What is all this FTJ shit about? You got, oh, talking. Well, here's the thing. You riddle me this. If talking is completely ineffectual, why does Jonathan Greenblatt of the ADL spend so much fucking time trying to shut people up? Why would that be? It's almost like talking has an effect on Jewish power. It's almost like by noticing and emphasizing the noticing, you highlight the contradictions, and it makes people angry. When people get angry, they grow to become, at least if not one of us, at least adjacent to us. And the more people have figured out Jewish power, the better. That's why we do what we do. Oh, and P.S., the reason Jonathan Greenblatt wants you to stop, he wants to stop you from saying things, is because it's a short leap from saying things and not being able to say things to not being able to think something. So if you're not able to say it, soon you won't be able to think it, and that's Jonathan Greenblatt's goal. So much for what you do at FTJ is all your talk, Lerman. So there you go. I can delete. There you go. Deleting these. There's a demoralization op happening in my Gmail. There you go. All right, so we got rid of those. Yeah, but hey, at least I got the, we all have Rachie Queen Thug Shaker. We got that out of it. Right? I think so. I think that's not a fair trade, but I'm just saying that's what we got out of it. We can always go back to Miss Wilkes' pattern recognition lab. We can always rely on that, and I don't think we'll be. No, we won't be doing that anymore. Wow. Thanks a lot, Serbian Bull. Good Lord. He sends the wild. Yeah, this wild shit. It's wild in here. It is wild. I'm not. Look at this one. Look at this one. Now, look at what this guy sends me. Now, first of all, despite what this woman's saying, I mean, all right, I'm going to let you decide. I'm just going to let you decide. Boy, here we go. All right, immediately you're looking like, all right, listen, I'm putting this in the wood column. And the fact that you could even tell the way she's sitting, she doesn't have these like highly exercised legs. She's got like actual lady legs. See, they look like they're soft and squishy. Not too fat. I'm just saying like, she's got real lady legs. And you could tell from this sloping shoulder, she doesn't have Britney Spears shoulders. So far, so good. But then there's the message.
This is my communal Finnish rag. Yes, I know that's really disgusting. But any guy that comes into my car and we take part in any extra activities, they use that rag to clean up with after. I'm pretty sure.
What you don't know is outside the camera's view of the focal view, when she dropped that rag, it stood up. That's what I'm picturing. I'm picturing this rag that just stands up on its own. Dude, so disgusting. First of all, I'd have to take it outside the car, but
sure, this is like some random guy's boxers that have just been left in my car, and over time it has just become the go-to rag to clean up the mess. But it's been in my car for the last three, four years.
Why would someone make this? Let's say this woman does this. You have to be wondering what makes a person make this video? This is how fucking Jewish European countries have become. this is seen as some sort of a litmus test for her. Is she getting points for this somehow? Is she getting points for this culturally? You wonder. Yeah, you wonder. And I will get stuck on things like this now. I'll be thinking about this for days. Like, what was the point? Why does she do this? Why does she do this? Even if she does it, why would you document it and make a spectacle out of it? I just don't get it. Lex V wants to know her P.O. box. Yes. If only she would have given that. I do have her cell number, though, if you want. I'm kidding.
And every guy has used it, and I've never cleaned it.
Okay, listen, this is a very attractive woman. This person has been ruined by Jews. All right, I'll wait 10 seconds because someone's bound to, let me go back to Gmail. Someone's bound to write me and tell me how she's also Jewish. Oh, yes, the words coming out of her mouth, that's Jewish. I am not contesting that in the least. But boy, oh boy. Okay, no one's telling me she's Jewish. There you go. Yeah, Fox Dio. I know, ick, exactly. No way. Now, the real trick is, get this. If you didn't know about this video, you could end up in her car or elsewhere. And you might be like, why are you handing me this plaster of Paris covered set of boxers? They're really disgusting. God, is it gross. Ah, hate these fucking Jews. Look what they've done. Look what they've done. I got a brown tuber troll on my BitChute today asking if I was still affiliated with Dave Gahari and his Freemason PSYOP. Ah, yes. I, too, am a member of the Freemason PSYOP. The NS banned and outlawed Freemasonry in 1934. The two don't go together. Dude, they're so fucking dumb over there. They're just dumb. The trolls are just so much flotsam, jetsam. They're called troglodytes for a reason. They're just chuds, man. They're just cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers. I guess isn't that the... Whatever, though. They're Jew-made bitches is what they are, and they're too stupid to live, and yet they keep breathing. Yes, the race-first white pagan, you know it, brother. Yes, they've made mental wrecks of so many of our girls. And look at this, and this is the greatest shame. You see this? It's incongruent. The words coming out of her mouth are fucking Jewish, and yet we're looking at this beautiful, this would be the most beautiful baby factory right here, but instead she's probably tied her tubes or has so many venereal diseases she would be she probably wouldn't be able to reproduce properly. It's a shame. Maybe Paul will park next to her and get some Paul stories. I think she might be a little bit out of Paul's league. Even though she's a mental wreck. Although she might have a daddy thing going on, in which case I'm first in line, Paul. I'm kidding. You know, that's just, I do the jokes, and I have to say I'm kidding right away, because then it becomes misinterpreted. Disgusting. Yeah, she is a hoe. This is what's been made out of our beautiful women. Okay, so. Yes. Not to drop that upsetting bomb on you. And there's so much more. There's so much more. When you're in Serbian bull circles, I mean, the things you get. All right. The things you get. Oh, we'll pass it by quick, I hope. Oh, God. Oh, God. There it was. Oh, God. You just saw Laura Limmer by accident. Okay. Chainmail's coming back. Chainmail. This must be Spanish, right? This must be a Spanish woman. Oh, there we go. I don't even care what her face looks like. Oh, sure, Mexico. Whatever you say, honey. Whatever you say.
We should be using runes instead of the alphabet. Here's why.
100% agree. 100, I don't even care what she says. 100% agree. In fact, the most difficult language would be preferred. We should have a language that requires a high IQ to like assemble and disassemble it. To merely converse would require a 110 IQ. Like that'd be the perfect language. So we should probably, yeah, we should get off this English shit and go back to some kind of weird Norse / Icelandic jibber jab. I'm all for it. Yeah, we'll put the time in. Let's put the time in. We'll learn a new language, and then this sleepy eyes can tell us about runes then. How's that sound? Ah, has anyone over here read the letter Machiavelli wrote? Well, if you mean, is this aside from the prince? Or what is it you're referring to? Give us a link if you can. That'd be even better. I'd be down with discussing that faux show. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Graphics. Oh boy, we have way too much here in the graphics. Me. Here we go. I'll share this tab. That's a nice tab to share. A background image while we discuss. Sound good? Okay. Well, that's what's happening either way, so yeah. Or we could do this, Huntress with her hand raised. She's saying, pick me. We already have, dear. We already have. You're everyone's favorite. Or if not, their second favorite. You know, on account of some of us are married, so there's that. Mera. Me, billy, billy. Where is my folder? Sorry. Distracting. Open the folder, Lerman. Oh, my God. Tectard.
Sorry, I'm a technical retard.
Okay. They want results, not excuses, Lerman. So how about that?
Fuck you. Pay me.
Oh, that kid again. All right. Well, listen, we'll give him a listen. We give everyone a fair hearing. So let's see what the kid has to say. May as well. Maybe it's one of those from the mouths of babes things. Let's see.
Fuck you. Pay me. Fuck you.
Interesting.
Pay me. Fuck you. Pay me. Fuck you.
Okay.
Pay me.
Right.
Fuck you. Pay me. Fuck you.
We hear you.
Pay me.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Okay.
Pay me.
We'll be right back. Pay me. Stay right there.
Let me go ahead.
Is this a meaningless victory?
It's a learning.
You're on your own as usual.
The right perspective. The right perspective.
The right perspective.
The right perspective.
Dirty. Yeah.
Pay me. Fuck you. Pay me.
Right. Okay. You know, if you can, I understand where this is very unfair. We're in a world where the paycheck to paycheck working class has to fund their own messaging. I get it. It's not fair, but no one but us is going to be doing white advancement. I think you know that on account of it's not happened yet. And so it's gotta be us. That's how it has to be. Yes. So we should, frankly, you should fund what you want to see more of in the world, or just know that, you know, what you don't support has a good chance of going away. That's not a threat. I'm just saying it's like a reality. So you can imagine if Sean Hannity wasn't getting ad bucks, you think he'd still be doing it? Like that kind of thing. It makes a kind of sense, right? It makes a kind of sense. Where were we? Double checking. Oh boy, extreme shame shock, extra starch. Yeah, that's pretty disgusting. It looks like we chased a lot of people away with that. That was too much for them. Too much Jewish reality. I mean, we want to know what the Jews done to us, but frankly, that is a bit much for everyone, isn't it? To see what has become of our beautiful girls. That might have been a bit much. Yeah, that's a bit much for everybody. I don't blame you. Yep. You can put your hand down. We picked you already. Okay. Let's see this. The hidden Swazi. Can you see the hidden Swazi? Can you see? Exactly. 10:47. We'll do about 10 minutes of news. Let's do that. Let's do that, shall we? All right. Oh, hey, the future of TikTok. Let's stick with that. Here we go.
Now let's get to the future of TikTok. A majority of Supreme Court justices appear inclined to uphold the federal law that would ban the social media app here in the U.S. unless its China-based parent divests. Now, the ruling likely in the next few days. ABC's Alexis Christophorus.
I don't know about you, but I would love to just see them have to ban TikTok and then everyone jump over to the little red book. Or even better, everyone just get mad and embrace a revolutionary spirit. A revolutionary disposition that says, you know what? If we can't have the shit we want, if we can't have the country we want, if I can't have my country, I'd rather literally see it burn to the fucking ground and you can't have it. Like, we need to be there. That's how you get what you want. We have nothing to trade with. The fact of the matter is we're not in a negotiation. Like, we're not in a, we have this in our hands and we'll trade it for what you have in your hands. No, this is not that kind of thing, which is why I know it probably sounds like you're hearing from a lunatic when someone says, what is this guy? Why does he want people to embrace a revolutionary disposition? What's that about? Why do you want a revolutionary mindset? Oh, you just want to see shit burn? Yes. Yeah, I do, in fact. And I know how that sounds. But unfortunately, we have nothing to negotiate with. Okay, this is not a negotiation. We have no leverage. Any leverage you might pretend to have from a fucking election, you've already thrown that away because you voted for the guy and then the guy did like the quickest flip-flop on planet Earth and he went from totally expelling all migrants to P.S. you're being replaced by shitskins from India. But we'll throw out the worst of the nasty westies. Okay, thanks for nothing, I guess. So how do you want – how else would you create a world in which your children can afford to buy a home in the neighborhood they grew up in? How do you do that? Okay, you can't say please and you can't vote. We've tried both of those. Yeah, I know how it sounds. I don't like it either. But the fact of the matter is this ends one way. So we need to try every peaceful approach we possibly can. I get all that. We need to do all that so we can maintain a moral high ground so that when my arm is cocked back and someone's lighting the Model Top for me, we can know that we've done everything possible. Like, you literally wanted, you made this happen. You are responsible for this, Jews. What would be about to happen then would be completely on the Jews. Because when you make peaceful change impossible, you make revolution absolutely inevitable. And so it's just going to happen again. So embrace the revolutionary mindset. Be ready to, rather than give your country up to these fucking Jews, to give your white women up to these fucking Jews, to watch them be turned into whores that live in their cars and collect cum rags. If you want to keep seeing that, I guess just keep voting. But frankly, if you're going to make that out of my country, and if I can't have a country, I'd rather it fucking burn than you have it and get to do that to it. Yes. Yes. Because the remaining white women wandering in the fucking ash, stepping over dead, burned Jew corpses, those white women will be happier and healthier than a whore living in her fucking car collecting cum rags. As difficult as it is to conceive, that's a fact. Okay? There's not many women who are actually happy selling their buttholes on OnlyFans. Okay, butthole pics are the leading indicator of Jewish subversion. If you're being replaced by browns, this time it's legal though. It's H-1B, so it's fine. Fuck you, kikes. If you're being replaced by browns, your daughters are turning into whores, and your country no longer respects you enough to even pretend to pay you the same. Oh, and your children now have to compete in a marketplace where everyone on the whole fucking planet is an American who just hasn't gotten here yet. I'm sorry. Let it fucking burn. If that's the shit sandwich I'm promised, and that's what you force my kids to live in, I would literally rather start with a blanket of ash, as long as I can piss on the smoldering corpse of a kike.
So if we had that mindset, I'm just telling you, the leverage is you can have civilizational collapse and a violent end of your entire fucking way of life, Jews, or you can begin to compensate us appropriately and to negotiate some fair terms of separation. That's got to be on. That's the only thing that's got to be on the table. Anything else is fucking, and I spell this out, fucking bullshit. You're not going to vote your way harder out of this. There ain't no way to turn this around via ordinary politics. We have to go to the politics of mass awakening, the politics of revolutionary dispositions, the politics of if I can't have it, fuck it, let it burn. Oh, I know how it sounds, yeah. But I also sound like an 11-year-old in Ireland who threw a Molotov cocktail at where the migrants were housed. And guess what? The migrants had nowhere to go, and so they left. They left. Oh, yes, the Irish police are hot on the trail looking for an 11-year-old who threw a Molotov. Good luck finding him. So I know that's one tiny example, but it can be done. It can be done. Now, I'm willing to be talked out of this, by the way. I'm not married to this idea. In fact, I'm really not in love with this idea. I don't think it's going to be pleasant. It's not going to be fun. But if you to talk me out of it, by all means, provide some other means of negotiation, some other creative political approach. You know, you go ahead and lay that out for me. I have no fucking idea beyond that how we come to the table with anything. Which means first you got to screen for revolutionary dispositions. Then you got to collectivize, gather, and make threats. I know how it sounds, but you got to do that. You have to have shows of power. A show of power like in a union. Except maybe white strike worldwide, or at least countrywide. After white strike, you can then come to white interference. It's one thing to call out sick. It's another thing to intentionally fuck with the system itself at all levels every day while you get paid. Sure, less than you deserve, but there's that option. Then the third option is doing both, fucking shit up and then calling out sick. See how you like your cities when the trash isn't collected for 9 days. See how well these little nigglets in school behave when they've missed three meals. I'm saying there are pressure points we are not exploiting, and there's plenty of people who have had military training who can do this a lot better than me, for sure, but I'm rather certain about one thing. We've got nothing to negotiate with except a revolutionary disposition and collective action. So no Fed posting. I'm not saying anything specific. You know, there's just certain facts of matter. It is a fact of the matter. I'm not saying to do this. I'm just saying this is a fact. If lefties really wanted their fucking gun control so bad, it is a fact because of the way things work, you lefties could get all the gun control you wanted in a fucking day if you just killed enough CEOs. You're not going to get gun control from killing our children with guns. That's not worked, as you've noticed. You can have another school shooting or two if you feel like it. It's not going to result in gun control. You shoot enough Goldman Sachs CEOs, I guarantee you, you'll have all the Second Amendment infringement you want. I'm not advocating that. I'm just saying this is how shit works. Okay? That's a novel approach in a mental exercise to understanding how realpolitik fucking functions. That's how it functions. It responds to power interests. If you do not threaten the power interest, you're not bringing shit to the table. That's just a fact of the matter. I don't like it. I didn't make it this way. In fact, the Jews did. So there's got to be some price to pay. And if they're not going to do a 1% Wall Street tax to balance these books, if they're not going to start making a world in which the middle class thrives and is white, if they're not going to make it a world where your children don't have to compete with every single fucking person on the planet who's an American who just hasn't gotten here yet. If they're not going to make it so that your kids can't or can finally afford to buy a home in the neighborhood they grew up in, if they're going to keep treating the economy is like a fucking roulette wheel of commerce and privatize the profits and socialize the debts, if you're going to keep doing that, I'm afraid something's got to burn. Something's got to burn. I don't like it. Something's got to burn. And there's got to be a lot of screams involved. And there's got to be a lot of the right people understanding how they fucked up. Just how it is. So, like, reality check number 7 here on The Right Perspective. I'm sure I've lost everybody now. But all the same, we'll go back and check. There you go. Some people probably, yes, probably right now reporting me. There you go. FTJ is completely dead now. You've done it, Lerman. Good job. You've literally chased everyone away. They're afraid they're getting reported for Fed posting. I did the talking, not you, so I'm pretty sure I'd be the one in trouble. Ah, Bashy with 1488 shekels. Thanks, buddy. Serbian Bull gave it earlier, making the magic number 1488. NNR started this off with, he kicked in 6 after J Ray started off with 5. Thanks, guys. Nicely done, nicely done. Here we have Lerman Bait. Uh-oh, this is going to be bad. Oh, boy. We knows with 2. Thanks, buddy. Being a slut is being sold to white girls as a virtue by Tikkun Olam. Yes, making, improving the world or fixing the world. Yeah, for Jews. Yeah, the Jews are literally terraforming the fucking Middle East as we speak. They're like an alien species that changes the environment around them to suit them. My God, I'm tired. But what about Donald Trump? He's the opposition. Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I like it. I like it. All right, let's check the Lerman bait. Okay, we can't hear a thing you're saying and no one cares. Boy, that's a beautiful woman. See, not ginormous, a few ladies out there. They're not gigantic. They're just perfect for her frame. Well, the poor deer has a scar, which makes her interesting. I want to know the story behind that scar. Very good, Serbian Bull. Nice distraction. Uh-oh. Jews are perverts. Perverts who like to be urinated on and sheet. All right, let's check it out. I think I know what this is. Jesus. All right, Serb. Yeah, we need those interpreters back. Exactly. Need fucking hand signals. Hold on, buddies. Hold on, buddies. Jews are perverts and shit. I don't know why White Is Right has got this wild audio variation. All right, here we go. I've got to fucking boost this
like 300%, and then the clip after it has normal audio levels. So I'll do my best to catch it in time. Careful, those wearing earphones. By the way, some wildly unattractive prostitutes here. I don't know who is renting these women. Jesus. Just go pick up a diner waitress. Seriously, you'll be in a much better league. Really? Okay. Wow, that is wild. I do prefer this video much more. Yeah, this is the better video. Yeah. But you tell me that didn't go through. Why didn't that go through? All right, I should just give up for the night. I should give up. Yep. Let's just go back to this video. There you go. Can't lose with this. Huh? My goodness. Hopefully the dude walking her is some kind of a... I mean, I really hope that this dude at least benches half his weight or something, because she's looking for trouble. She's in a city where wild niggers are no doubt around. Unbelievable. All right, listen, I feel like, yeah, we should just quit here, because this thing was telling me we were sharing, and it wasn't sharing the tab, and then you got this broad here is talking about Jews getting peed on.
I'm a dominant provider. I like to take control. But I'm not going to beat the shit out of you unless you pay me, like, a lot of money for it, then yeah.
That happened.
I've gotten guys that pay me to, like, you know, pee on them. Most of them are like Hasidic Jews because they're all over Bushwick. They pretty much run New York. I mean, all these buildings are, you know, they own all these nice buildings.
Do they have like the curls and stuff too?
Yes. They come in with the full on Jewish outfit, hat. They're super kinky. And all of them want to get peed on.
Why?
I don't know. They just all like to be degraded. I think their society, they're looked at as like, you know, higher. So I guess they want to feel less than.
When they tell you that, do they feel like embarrassed to admit it? Are they like, pee on me? Or are they like...
No. They're like, pee on me. That some of them will bring weed and smoke.
Ah, I see. So they bring weed and smoke with you. Okay. Wild. All right. It must not be a... I've not been reminded about the NNR time here, so it must not be one of those nights. I still haven't memorized NNR schedule. It's like a rat race for me, so it's like on a hamster wheel. One day bleeding into the other. All right, I suggest we wrap it up, though. It's after 11, and we've done what we've done. Hopefully there's no one knocking on the door after that. Listen, I've not been specific. I'm just saying how real power works, you know, like just because I say,
I'm going to state a fact right now, which is not advocating anything. I'm just stating a fact. It is a fact that the ADL will not function as well when their vestibule's on fire. Okay? I'm not suggesting you do that. I'm saying this is a fact of the matter. Okay? When a Molotov visits the luxurious rug in their vestibule and it is set aflame, this is an example of how you interrupt your enemy's business practices. You interrupt the business of anti-whiteness. I'm not suggesting you do that. I'm saying this is like something in a wild-eyed conspiracy novel. I'm just saying there's an example of how power actually works. And if you did enough of that, even though you know the heavy-handed reaction would come to no success, to no avail, because if enough of us, like wildfire, were to catch the revolutionary spirit, to capture the revolutionary disposition and embody it, then there'd always be an ex-Spartacus. And see, only then would you truly have something to bargain with. So if you want the Jews to say uncle, you have to do that kind of thing. That's just how power works. Okay, no one wants to go there. I don't want to go there. This is just a fact of the matter. It's just a fact. It's an unpleasant fact. Yes. And everyone knows this. Your government knows this too, by the way. So your government solves all of its problems with violence, and they just tell you not to use it. Oh, I see. So I can't use the thing that absolutely 100% works every single time because you guys use it. Violence. I can't do that. Okay, so you literally are doing the libertarian thing of you have a state monopoly on violence, and when I do it, I'm nasty, westy, terrorist, Hamas, Palestinian, third worldist, and when you do it, it's just called governance. Okay, so when you do it, it's the rules-based order, and when I do it, it's insurrection, neo-Nazi, national socialist. Okay, well, you know what? Fuck you. That's no way. We're not going to get anywhere. So the attitude has to be, fuck you. The attitude has to be, okay, if this is the fucking kosher shit sandwich you're going to ask me to eat and you want my kids to eat and all the white people, however few many may fucking remain in the future, have to eat this fucking kosher shit sandwich, I'm afraid it might be time to just give them the fucking sandwich back. Along with a shank in the ribs. And maybe a lot more than that. So I'll stop now. I'm just telling you how power works. That's how power works. Okay. No one overthrew Slobodan Milosevic by asking nicely. I don't think that was necessary. I'm just making a point. Okay. The shit in Ukraine is not dragging out because people aren't asking nice enough. The Middle East is not experiencing the nihilistic murder spree of kikes because, just asking nice and talking it out works. It's not how it works. Some of us are the only people under this fucking delusion. That is not how it works. But there are preparatory steps to be made. There's an anticipatory set that has to be put into action. And it starts with, believe it or not, what sounds so inconsequential, it starts with talking. So if we can keep saying what the problem is, then we can lead to the highlighting of contradictions, which can lead to more people embracing and embodying the revolutionary disposition. And then eventually, there's a little bit of A plus B plus question mark equals Z, I guess. So, we'll have to figure the rest out. We have to be adaptive and responsive. But I can tell you this, unless you have some other grand plan to put an instrument of negotiation in the hands of white people, you fucking tell me what it is. You tell me what it is. I don't know. I've got like 1,000 history books that say this works. So, you tell me. Or don't, whatever. Yes. Bushmaster 6 Day. I got pissed about the abuse of young Russian white girls in South Korean brothels 25 years ago. Not so much a fan of South Koreans to this day. Yeah, that would upset me too. That must have been fucking enraging. Yeah. Well, and I'm angry, and I haven't even been through all that. Yep. I can only imagine. Well, actually, there's plenty of guys who served who've been turned into instruments of destruction by their government. So, you know, there may come a time when, there may come a time when they use those tools, shall we say, in a different manner. Yes. Sheet. Well, all right, buddies. We are going to pack it in. Let me just double check on the chats. Oh, God. Did I just make... Yeah, I just made fucking Odyssey go away with my double clicks. Sheesh. Hold on. You know, Lerman. You need help. Yeah, I know. That's what I've been saying. I've been saying we need help. All right. Following. No, I'm not following myself. Got to go to my channel page. In progress. Here we go. Now we're back. Pop this chat out, and then we'll say goodbye. Didn't want to leave anyone hanging. All right. Yes, TKD. You got that right. Yep. There is no negotiating with psychopaths. Yes. The great kosher shit sandwich. Yeah, unfortunately, that's sort of what's on the menu. And unless they change the menu, I don't know. Asking nicely is not going to change the fucking menu. So I'm just saying. And I know how this sounds. It sounds like I'm delivering myself up on a plate for the feds. I'm not fed posting, okay? I'm not giving specific times, dates, nor suggesting actual, targets with addresses or something. This is not. I'm not fed posting. I'm outlining what lessons are to be taken from history's lessons regarding asymmetric warfare. That's just, that's just where we are. And we didn't even declare the war. That's the fucking crazy thing. So if we react appropriately, we still have maintained the moral high ground, I dare say. Okay. All right. So that's that for that. I've been threatening to go. Now I'm going to. Thanks for supporting, everybody. We really do appreciate you. You make the show happen. And tomorrow there'll be more. Until then, okay, I've seemed to have gone and fucking done it. Something else that's not right. Oh my God, this PC better come soon. Holy shit. Okay, and also got to get this off the screen. Why this woman walking around New York City? It's just, get off the screen. It's so distracting. It is libido dominandi. I mean, this is, I can't even think straight now. I close the thing I need to have open. Good Lord. I mean, this woman, sweet feathery Christ on a cross. I gotta get rid of her. Okay. Where was I again? See, I'm all discombobulated. All right, here we go. Thinking straight. No, I opened the wrong fucking thing. Good God. Oh, my God. Okay. Where is it? I blame this on Serbian Bull, by the way. So thanks for nothing, Serb. All right. I'll just play something else on the way out. Good God. This is really embarrassing. All right. Bye, everybody.
If Lucifer had a son, it would be
Davis Lerman.
This guy spews hate, racism. He's an anti-Semite.
Davis Lerman and the Right Perspective. The Right Perspective.
Right Perspective.
He doesn't care what you feel. He just wants to know what you think. Davis Lerman.